Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, yo.
Welcome to another edition of the Trial Low Cash. We are back in the building, man.
Can we hear me this time?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
The last one, though.
We couldn't?
Nah, I just listened to it this morning.
I can hear him.
Nah, if you, I'm talking about if you play it on the, what's it called?
Yeah, I played. I can hear him.
Nah, his mic was down, bro.
It was out for a while.
Ram
got a little mad. Like, hold on, my equipment ain't fucked up.
Yeah. We're not still jumping.
When we play one of the songs, you need to turn them down. But no, but let's go ahead. Javon, how you been?
Man, look, we've been great. We had a good weekend, great weekend,
Class
man.
Clown was great.
Class Clown was great. Shout out to Marcus Combs for headlining, man. Did an extraordinary job. Shout out to Arvin Mitchell, BT's Arvin Mitchell, man, for stopping through. Nickelodeon's Funniest Moms, Donna Miss Funny Murray stopped through. And Brian with the Y. Everybody did great, man. I had a great night. I actually double booked for that night, so Arvin had to co-host for me,
yeah,
man.
I'm somebody else.
Yeah, you double booked yourself on your own night.
Yeah, it one of them things where I told somebody I would do it, like, back in December, and they booked me, and they sent me a deposit. I still had the deposit and money and stuff like that, but, like, I was telling my mom, I said, this one of the ones I had to call my mom. I'm like, Mom, I don't know what I should do. I was like, well, look. Do your show. What time did that show start? I said, they got me on stage like 10:30, 11. Well, why don't you do your show? And I said, well, you know what? I might have Arvin, see if he can co-host. She said, do that. And that way you don't have to cancel out on nobody, because you're gonna keep on doing your show. That's like a one-time thing, and you might be able to network with some people. I said, you know what, Mama? You right. So I went on ahead.
How was the show? Was a lot of people there?
Yeah, man. I rocked them, too. I did my thing, man. It felt good because I got there like 3 minutes late, so they went ahead and put somebody up before me. So I basically was like the headliner for the night. And then I went up last, man. I thought the energy may not have been in the room, but, like, man, everybody was there. They was attentive. They was listening. I rocked them, dude. Rocked it. So, yeah, shout out to Gentlins over in, it's in Alden, Illinois. Okay. Gentlins, it's G-E-N-T-E-L-L-I-N-S or something like that.
Gentiles?
I don't know. I'm going to have to.
I mean, amen.
Shut up. God damn. I think he's going to go religious. We're going to have dirty comedy at the Church Connection.
Well, it was a great show, though, man. I'm glad I was on it. So,
Teddy, what's been going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. I'm kind of mad I missed the show, but had to give props to my brother Obi. Just became a doctor, got residency in Philly, so we was out there celebrating.
Okay. Obi?
Color people. Yeah, Obi.
He a doctor now?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So,
damn, yeah. That's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, ER doctor in Philly, so yeah. Started right. On color people's time, had to get back. So,
oh, yeah, we all good. All right, Ren, what's been going on, brother?
Man, trying to keep busy, trying to get rid of this cold. Man, for like a week.
How the fuck one of the coolest DJs in St. Louis get a cold? But the nigga Ram still cool. You
right,
straight, you good, me? Oh, yeah, you know, just shit. No change in his voice whatsoever.
He don't even know if he's sick enough for
this. No, just got a cold. You know what I'm saying? Just got a cold, man, pneumonia. But I'm good. You know, things happen. I'm ready to love for Lola. I'm ready for Vapors. That's how Ram did, man. He ready for a show. He don't care about nothing else.
What about this one? Whack.
Whack. Yeah. let him put on a whack song and shit, though. He'll be like, whack.
Whack.
He'll get real loud for that. Whack.
He hate that whack shit.
You can hear him all the way in the background. Whack.
Hey, Ram, that new Beyonce.
Have you heard it?
It's just a snippet, though.
No, oh, she dissing all the other R&B chicks.
Snippet. They were telling me it's a snippet.
Yeah, I haven't heard it, though. I just haven't.
And it combined two songs, a snippet and an interlude. Because she only do one verse.
It's scary. Right. That's all I can say.
The song is scary?
It's okay, bro. Man.
Well, man, let's introduce our guest, though, and everything, if we can jump in on everything. Man, this is the dude. We have we played his music before on there?
Yeah.
And we'll play it all on this show, though. We'll have all JLR music. Oh. Joe Richardson, photographer, singer. Oh.
Bouncer.
Bouncer.
Sigma.
This nigga will sing to you and throw you out the club.
At the same time.
Why are you throwing you out the club?
I'm so much better now.
And then take a picture of you after you, when you're on the ground and shit. And then give you and, like, and give you a card. Like, you can go and pick that up at JRRichardsonPhotography.com.
I'm going to throw everything on WorldStar real soon. I promise y'all.
WorldStar.
Fighting people. events.
I think you should do one video with all this.
Trained
shit
by Chuck Norris. Oh, mentioning Chuck Norris. We're going to get into that, though. We got a lot of good emails. But this is going to be the last chapter, folks. People cannot keep emailing. Challenging Javon.
I'm
going to
put a picture of Javon Hold and Chuck Norris back to back on each other.
No, I'm going to do that for this show. This first part of this segment is going to be dedicated.
Javon versus Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, we got to settle this for good today. Today, we got to settle this. We got to sell this for because people keep emailing. Like, this has been going on for a month. We can't keep going on.
Yeah.
But people keep on. Yeah. But I love that people listen to all the shows, though, too, though. So y'all can keep emailing us, but we got to shut this down now. We got to make a definitive decision. But before we get in that, though, we have a new voicemail that you can hit us up with that you can call us in and leave your messages.
Right.
Now, we'll play your message if you say Javon gonna get his ass whipped by Chuck Norris. especially after that research
right,
stuff.
But if you
though.
Say that Javon gonna win, yeah.
I want to hear all the voices.
Yeah, we gonna get into that.
I mean, I got you, bro.
All right, and then the number is 206-350-5526.
Give it to him one more time.
206-350-5526. Hit us up with your thoughts, comments. Email us at straightolc@gmail.com and keep subscribing to us on iTunes, Stitcher. We on anything that's got – I didn't put us in 55 podcast directors. Anywhere you get your podcast net, you can find us. BlackBerry. I got on Motorola's. I got on Razors. I got anything that you need you can
Kindles,
get the podcast on. I didn't register this podcast on. So
you can put it on Instagram. It's cool.
I put it on Instagram too. All right. But we're going to get into the emails now.
Okay. We're going straight to the email. I'm ready.
But this is since we're talking about the Chuck Norris thing. First, this one is actually from Mr. Moody. Shout out to Mr. Moody from Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. Check out his podcast as well. He said, fam, I don't send emails usually, so let me do this quick before y'all start noticing my typos. First, no other podcast has been so dedicated to keeping the Trayvon issue relevant. You guys should be applauded for keeping the podcast listeners abreast of this case and all that's transpired since Trayvon was murdered.
That's word.
Secondly, Javon, my nigga, I got love for you, dog. And as far as comedy goes, you rock the house, my G. But that martial arts shit?
I mean, I expect letters like this. Keep going.
Family, Chuck Norris would beat your ass.
All caps?
Yes, that was all caps. Beat your ass part was in all caps.
All big letters.
Yes. Chuck Norris would beat your ass again. This is all lowercase this time. Your ass again. Wow. My ass. Daryl's ass,
wow.
DJ Reminisce ass,
wow.
Teddy's ass, Cousin Ed's ass, and five of my most goon homies ass.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, are y'all talking about on Texas Ranger on the show? Or y'all talking about in real life?
It's about real life.
Right.
Dude, I'm talking about, I'm honest to get, like, it's getting to the point now where I'm kind of getting serious about it. And I'm like,
I'm taking it personally.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, do y'all really want to see, like, me fight Chuck Norris? Like, if y'all want to set that up.
Yep.
I'm saying,
this is the email that
keep
Ranger.
Keep going, man.
After 17 years of martial arts training, I've come to know this. The age masters rage, while the youth gets lost in it and throws blows that fall short of experience. I've seen 60-year-old experts break off a 20-year-old hotshot.
Very true.
The only way you could beat Chuck Norris is to tell him one of your world-class jokes and then shoot that nigga in the head while he's laughing. He said jokes.
And you know what? I got love for Mr. Moody, but y'all see I'm keeping a straight face through this whole thing.
Man, you are keeping it, sir.
Jokes. Jokes, JB kills Chuck. Fighting, Chuck eats your food. Laugh out loud.
Wow.
Straight OC is one of the best doing this podcast shit. I'm just happy to be a listener. Big respects. One love. What's the Moody?
It's all good. Moody, man.
Check out Mr. Moody's Neighborhood on
the podcast.
Mr. Moody's,
When we get said and done, And then somebody, and then Roy, girl Brittany, gonna send me a link to Chuck Norris. Y'all see that picture I put up online?
Yeah.
Dude, come on, G. Like, right. I'm saying, dude, I honestly.
Is that the picture we should put up on the tail to tail, like Javon? With that picture, brother.
You got it.
You picked the word.
Yeah.
That was a recent picture of him.
You should have got the one from
that nigga taking out the trash.
That was, hey, look, that was a recent picture of him within the last month in Hawaii.
Okay, I'm going to forward you this right quick. This email here, Grim, because I want you to pull up this video that I'm going to forward it to you now, though. The next email sent us an email with a video of Chuck Norris just working out like a couple of years ago. So I'm sending you that as
a couple
of
years ago for a 73-year-old man is a lot of years. 2 years ago is a long time.
I just sent you the email. Should get in a second. All right, let's read the next one. It's from Michael Henderson. He's the one that hooked us up with the t-shirts and everything.
What's up with it, Mike?
Boys. Yeah, Bugatti Boys, the one hooked us up with the t-shirts and everything.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Jenny's Mike Henderson.
No, Michael. He's out of Tulsa. He's out of Tulsa.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right. He said, "Hey guys."
Yeah, shout out to Mike too.
Hey guys, I wanted to weigh in on. Yeah, let's stop. Stop that real quick. Stop that room. He's 68, 69 right here though.
That's too young for me.
And that's straight up hair color.
I said that, right. That's too young. 68.
But I'm just
69.
Saying what he could do a couple years ago. All right, let's get an email here. I said I want to weigh in on an argument with Javon versus Chuck. Chuck Norris is a 10th degree black belt in Ting Shun Do, and a 9th degree black belt in Taekwondo from Kodokan, World Taekwondo headquarters in Seoul, Korea, and a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He put this all in black caps, like this big
bold,
black cap, like bold.
I want you to see
effects.
This.
Like, and then he went back to regular type after this. So he really wants you to know that this is an important piece.
This is bulleted.
He was the third Westerner in the documented history of Taekwondo to be given the rank of 8th degree black belt grandmaster.
That's serious.
He is 72 years old.
73.
Is he 73?
73 years
73?
Old.
73, okay.
Yeah.
He also worked out and trained regularly. Here's a video of him just four years ago. Go to the video. 4 years ago.
4 years ago. That's a long time for a 73-year-old man. I'm saying age and stuff. Like, come on, man. You can't fight father time.
This is Chuck Norris.
This is what's great about the right, Total Gym. It works on all the muscles.
He's still building the chest.
Okay. Listen to what y'all saying. Does he look like this on that picture that I just sent y'all?
Javon, this is 4 years ago.
Is he built like this on that picture I sent y'all?
No.
What is he built like this month, not 4 years ago. 4 years ago for 4 years ago for me was different than what it is now. You know what I'm saying?
I put in Chuck Norris.
Right now, Chuck Norris is built like one of the Golden Girls. Flat out, you can't see her. Dude, I'm not taking. Y'all can put all the caps you want on the letters. You can put all the big bold black print. I understand what y'all are saying, but the thing is, you have to understand what I'm saying. Chuck Norris is 73 years. Okay. So I guess y'all same people would look at it like, okay, Michael Jordan, he won, he did this, that, and the other. He'd kill LeBron James. Like, no.
But you act like you are like a ninth degree Shoe Kun D yourself.
Okay.
Though. If you were ninth degree Shoe Kun Do, I could be like, okay.
Let's say Bill Russell versus.
But you talking about you.
Yeah, well,
you don't know any disciplines though. That would be equatable because that like shit. Jordan and LeBron are both professionals.
Okay.
Let's
throw it like
I got three. So.
Okay. Well, let's say it like okay, Bill Russell versus right now. Bill Russell at how old is Bill?
You think
Russell?
You could beat Bill Russell right now
in 1-on-1?
Yeah.
In basketball?
Yeah.
Old Bill Russell.
Come on, I just asked a question. I'm not saying you can't.
Yes, I think I can.
How old is Bill Russell? Wow. You gotta be 80 something, right?
But he got experience of playing ball.
I would go Javon over Bill Russell with that though.
But karate styles,
dude. Come on, man.
But here's the difference though. Here's the difference. When you're playing basketball, y'all not playing to one. You know what I mean? Y'all not playing to the first person that scores. Cause you're running around Bill Russell all day. Fighting, you can get knocked out with one punch.
That's absolutely.
True. So that's what I'm saying. And this nigga knows all the places that can knock you out with the quickest of ease. So did that
one guy, the Chi Master that we saw.
No. But he fought another nigga that knew another distance.
Exactly. So that's equal though. You don't know shit.
That nigga fought new Muay Thai.
Teddy, that Chi Master, I would have beat the shit out of him too.
I don't know.
Dude, do? Come on, man. This nigga did regular martial arts and just the chi master. He went up to him and just punched him. Probably how I would punch him, dead in the face. The chi master didn't. He supposed to know all this. Now I ain't saying nothing about Chuck Norris, but I'm saying put like this. I'm confident in myself versus. Right now, y'all like that video, right? He was in shape. The nigga was working out. He was swole. I'm talking about right now. The picture I saw. Matter of fact, put that picture up on the website.
Yes, I said, but you
that
next
one.
To it. You next to it.
Next to the picture that I sent to y'all. To
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell the tape.
Right.
All right. So also he said. So I put a few stacks on the bet of Chuck Norris. Also, when y'all talk to DJ Rim, we want to hear him more on the show. Because you all talking about some great topics. I didn't even know about the girl getting kidnapped. I had no idea what was going on with that. But you all put me up on that game. But great show, y'all. Y'all my favorite podcast. And definitely keep the hot music going, though. Nice. Mikhail.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man. Nice. Much appreciation, Mikhail, man. Dope. Keep them shirts, man.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
them shits.
Yeah. So let's just end this for all right?
Okay.
Everybody, we got the voicemail. Next voicemail. We want voicemails for two things, for your top 10 or emails for your top 10 hip-hop artists. We're going to still compile that, and we'll do that on the next show.
Okay.
Top 10 hip-hop artists that you know, and Javon versus Chuck Norris.
Right.
The tale of the tape. We are going to go for all of it, and then we will stalk Chuck Norris to see if we can get them to fight for real.
Nice.
I'm gonna set up an automated email thing to email him every day with your picture saying "fuck you,
blow
Chuck Norris."
Your damn chest off.
I'm gonna rip your ass.
Hey, look.
Javon campaign called "fuck Chuck."
Yeah, and with a hashtag and everything.
But like this, man.
And with a hashtag. And look, it's gonna make it even more fucked up though. Is that I'm gonna retweet it for Stroud Locash and act like he had it, like it had Stroud Locash retweeted.
Nice.
Like he originally wrote it.
Yeah, hey, look.
Y'all gonna have the entertainment world hating me.
That is gonna be a promoter's
these
fight
niggas.
Right there.
Right.
Oh my God. We gonna have that bitch in Lola.
Fuck Chuck.
FuckChuck.com.
I need to go out and buy that URL on the real though.
Wow.
And we just had your picture up there next to him and shit.
That's Chuck Norris.
FuckChuck.com.
Man, look here, man. Y'all crazy.
Dude, we need to do that shit though. We should come up with a video of Fuck Chuck. And it's all different shit you don't do to Chuck. Chuck can take his ass open like this though.
You see that combination?
I wouldn't necessarily put no video out talking about like Fuck Chuck and all that. Because then, like, you got people who, like, I mean, real serious about MMA who will really fuck me up.
You think that's fine for the streets in general?
Yeah. You said that shit about Chuck Norris. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you fight a young nigga? Why don't you fight a young nigga?
I'd be right. Like, you want something with this old man? No.
A-Wasp with Javon. Ass whooped on sight.
Since we're talking about ass whoopings, let's get into some topics and everything. Man, Consequences making the queens look like bitches right now.
Talking about the slap.
I saw
that. Yeah, and getting punched out by Tahiri.
Uh-oh. Tahiri didn't punch him out. Joe Budden.
No, Tahiri punched him too. Tahiri
slung him around.
Yeah, Tahiri, I mean, come on, that's a woman hitting you, so it ain't like it's going to affect you like that. But they said Joe Budden's
But the thing is, though, he represents Queens so hard, and this nigga got his ass whooped, though. He was like, Queens niggas don't die, we multiply. That's his last real tweet.
Man, that's the weakest. Like,
ain't that the theme of the Gremlins?
And Bebe's kids.
Bebe's kids.
Gremlins.
But he's making Queens look bad. Man, Queens got a lot of hard ass people from Queens. Mm-hmm. And he from Queens too, though.
NAS.
Nas. Capone and Noriega.
Yep.
Mobb Deep. You got Tragedy.
Ron Artest.
50 Cent. Ron Artest. 50
Lamar
Cent.
Odom. Is Lamar Odom from Queens? He been one of them. He is. Him and Ron Artest played on the same basketball team.
He is from Queens then, yeah.
Yeah.
I was from Virginia.
Yeah.
Who else is from Queens, man? Isn't Stephon Marbury from Queens? Oh, no, he's from Brooklyn. He's from Coney Island. Who? 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo is from Queens. There's a lot of Queens cats. You know, Queens gets real, though. Queens Bridge is supposed to be one of the worst projects in the country.
So they say. We don't see it.
I mean, we don't see it. I mean, we don't know. I mean, I would definitely match it up against the Cochran any day.
Nice. Wow.
And then.
The
Cochran.
And the Blue Myers.
Ooh. Say that out loud, man.
they said when Joe Budden ended up hitting Consequence, the Consequence teeth scraped up against somebody's Maybach. say what? He scraped all, both of the door handles off on the on the left side of the car.
Hey, man, you know how many people that tweeted us and hit us up about you saying consequence teeth look like baby shoes?
I don't know what to do.
Shiny as the motherfucker.
Hey, man, one dude tweeted said, man, that's the funniest thing I heard in a minute, though, and I wonder if he used that little polish, baby shoe polish that you got.
Nice.
The dude tweeted and said, I'm going to go to his tweet, though. He said something like, oh, I want to use that little baby shoe polish you put on your little kid's shoes.
Talking about that little white polish.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He said, I wonder if he used that for his teeth.
Let me get going.
But no, man, is that pretty? Is that up there for the sucker movie of the year so far? This year so far?
We're talking about what consequence?
Consequence, yeah.
Yeah, because this is a thing,
man. Did they
man.
Show it? Did he actually sucker punch Joe Budden and then to hear?
I think
him?
They that's was, a, no like, the he, slap on camera. Yeah, I want to say
slap is on camera.
But this is a thing.
He
though.
Got served up after though. Everybody said he got served up afterwards though.
But this is why I say it's that. I mean, if it really went down like all of that, that was a bitch move on consequence part because for the simple fact that when he talked shit beforehand and Joe Budden went up on him. Like confronted him.
No. Joe Budden went to the radio station to confront him while he was on the air.
He went and confronted him on the air. Consequence, I ain't gonna lie, sounded a straight bitch made after Joe Budden.
No, homie, damn. I ain't got no problem with you, homie.
Yeah, he sounded a straight bitch made. So, but Joe was like, okay, just make sure we ain't got no problems. Okay, man, my man. That's what Joe Budden said, my man. Boom. That was the end of it. Now for y'all to get on the show, and now you let all these cameras around. I think he did say something about the security was there, so he slapped him or something like that. Didn't Consequence say that? He was like, security was there, so I slapped
him. He said he ain't pressing charges, though. That's because that's not what G's do. Why are you talking to police, homie?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to police, period, homie?
No, because the police came up.
But you ain't supposed to talk to police, but no, I'm good.
No, he did. That's what he was. That's basically what he
No. He talked to police, though. They brought him into the station.
Because he had to pick his ass up off the curb. Did you see the fight?
That was security.
That was security.
No. Oh, the police threw him down on the curb.
But that wasn't police. Police wasn't even out there yet.
On the article that I read, it said that he got his ass.
He had to make a report.
If the police was out there, Joe Bunsen then was going to jail because that was NYPD.
NYPD don't play.
No.
What I'm saying is they said that he got thrown down by what's it called by Joe Bunsen security, hit the curb. They left. Security came. The police came up and then they asked him what happened. He was like, yeah, I got hit by such and such. And they were like, you want to press charges? He was like, nah. Or saying, yeah, whatever that G's.
Yeah, but he was like bragging about it.
Moving silence. You know that
but he was bragging about it. Like, dude, man, you know.
Yeah, G's get punched in the open.
You a G.
Real hard, in the face.
But my thing is, though, Tahiri is a rider-ass chick, though, boy.
I mean, so, I think that's what, like, that's how your chick supposed to be, like, any chick I'm with.
His chick, though. That's his ex-chick.
Man, they still love each other.
I know, but I'm just saying, though. That's some real shit, though. Go ask your ex, would your ex fight a chick for you right now, you think?
A chick?
No, another dude. A dude for you.
If she's saying me hit him, she probably would. I'm sure. Okay.
I think so.
Right, and his son around? Come on.
Now. I mean, I'm just saying, though, some chicks wouldn't, though. I'm just saying, though, that's a rider move, though. And some people get caught up in the middle of the situation and just don't do nothing. She reacted straight on it like, boop.
But the old girl that was on the outside of it. Why do people?
That was his girl. That's
why
his
do
girl.
People be screaming?
That was his lady. That was his lady. That was his lady. I'm calling the police. That was his lady.
That's you a pussy. That's
consequence lady. That's consequence lady that was doing all that screaming.
I'm talking about she was screaming. I'm like.
And she ain't doing shit. And she ain't, you letting another girl whoop up on your dude and you ain't jumped in.
Right. No, she was in the safety of that car door.
Yeah, but
he got thrown to the ground and she was still yelling at Joe Budden. She didn't go help him up. She got back in the car.
Yeah.
Get your punk ass up,
see,
consequence.
And that's when I would have to break up. Right then the rest of it had to be over.
Nah, was she going to get more money from somewhere else?
Fuck it. Yeah. Dude, you let me get my ass beat up and you ain't even try to help me into the whip. I'm still crawling to the whip, and you sitting there, no! And then you really
on the ground.
No,
like a
9/11
victim.
She was in the car screaming. That's crazy.
What'd you say?
The consequence was laying on the ground. Like he was getting drilled like a 9/11 victim. They had to pick him up off the ground. Like, dude, you really was in you was really in something. Boy, you was really hurt, and he got up. And you know when somebody get knocked out or really hurt about it for real and trying to play it off because that laugh afterwards. He was like, he had to laugh himself crazy so he wouldn't be feeling, like, too bad about what just happened. Like, dude,
right.
You just got fucked up, for real. You definitely got fucked up to where any time where you land anywhere close to a sewer.
Right.
With your head. That's how you
know it. And you know it's bad, though, because you done rolled over because the sewer got a little dip in it.
Damn,
so that
right.
means that you had to go into it. It ain't just like in a regular street.
Really?
It's got a dip.
You gonna bring up the dip.
Yeah, it's got a dip in it. So no, you know you got your ass whooped, though, because you had to roll into the dip.
Absolutely.
Goddamn, I'm in this hole.
You all are balanced trying to do a push-up to get up off the ground. And
then when you roll into it, like if your shoulder roll into it, both of your feet up in the air.
It ain't like consequence of tall dude. Right. He's short as hell. Dude.
Damn, he probably fell all the way in the sewer. For real, help.
Since we talk, man, we just gonna keep it just with ass whoopings in general, though. Wow. Y'all hear about Delicious and Michael Blackson, man.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, Michael Blackson. Yeah, I heard about some shit. About
yeah,
him.
I yeah,
don't think... her dude came up in the crib. He was in the crib. I guess it was her crib in Detroit. First of all, I'm not fucking around with no chick in the D, period.
Right.
I would. It's a couple I would.
No, I'm talking about... No, okay. But you know she got a dude, though.
Huh?
You know she got a dude,
though. That's her ex, though.
Yeah, that's her ex, right?
That's her
ex. But you in his crib.
It's his crib.
That was his crib.
No, it was his crib.
Yeah, that was his crib.
They divorced, though.
Right, but that was his crib. He got a key. Anytime, that's like we talk about Mike
Tyson.
No,
that nigga did not have a key. He kicked the door in. Read it.
Right, but I'm just saying, though, it's his crib. What about when we talk about Mike Tyson? It wasn't one of his crib either with Robin Givens.
Right, I'm just...
And he surely
wouldn't want to go over there. You know, he
showed
a key.
And he showed up hollering at Brad Pitt, though, remember?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, did Michael know the situation?
I'm sure he did. Man.
I mean, she may not say that. I mean, but think about it. He
was like a notorious drug dealer.
He probably looking at that ass like, yo.
Oh, he was looking at that ass like we were all.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Would you take that chance though, Javon?
You said what?
Would you take that chance of Delicious though, knowing that you'd be in her dude crib?
With Delicious?
In Detroit. Nah. In Detroit.
I don't know nobody in Detroit, man. I probably wouldn't. We have to meet up at the Comfort Inn.
Well, he wasn't there to smash.
Why the Comfort Inn, though? Why specifically the Comfort Inn? Why specifically the Comfort Inn, Javon?
You said what?
Why specifically the Comfort Inn? Why out of all the hotel establishments, the Comfort Inn?
The Comfort Inn because they rates.
So because it ain't trashy like a Motel 6.
It may,
but
like,
it ain't expensive as a Hilton.
They actually changed their bed sheets.
The Comfort Inn.
The bed seats.
The bed sheets.
When you go to the Comfort Inn, like you don't question your self esteem as much. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like when you go to the Comfort Inn, you be like, oh, we going to the hotel together.
You get the continental breakfast and all that stuff
in the
morning.
So I guess you know what I'm saying. I guess it's okay.
You go to a Motel 6.
I don't know. I mean, we can't. I mean, I don't know Chico about. That's when
lobby.
They really start second guessing it. You know what I'm saying? When it's a Motel 6 where you could walk in from the outside. You know, at least with the company, you could go on the inside.
And then you got to take an elevator and do whatever on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. Motel 6, you walk right in from the gas station.
Yeah.
Where the dick is. You know what I'm saying? Because
you know you went straight up the gas station first to get the rubber.
Yeah,
and then
walk
across the street.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That nigga said, here the dick is.
Well, right from the street to the door, open the door, dick.
Dick out.
Right. Right.
Dick out.
Right.
Dick out.
Wow.
It sound like you had a story like this before.
So true.
Nah, man. I'm
right. One on Hall's Fair.
We gonna keep it pushing and everything. No, man, we got a gang of topics. We'll keep it pushed. 50 Glock trying to sue the game. What part of the game is this where rappers start suing other rappers
for
fighting, man?
Gotta get paid.
You ain't touring, I mean.
But 50 Glock think he hard, though. It'd be different if it was Ray J or something, though, trying to sue. I would get that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Ray J.
Ray J or
the
what's
softest nigga of R&B?
Yeah, what's my boy, though, that keep getting robbed? Young Berg. If it was Young Berg, you know, pressing charge. I'm like, I get it, man. He didn't get raped and robbed like 6 times.
Raped and robbed.
Robbed 6 times. Multiple times.
No, hold on, man. hold on, dude.
You gonna bump a little burger?
No, look, you see how people just, I can see Rob.
He's not raped.
Daryl gonna say he got
raped.
You got people who listen who don't really know who he is and who be like, damn, man, which rapper, oh, this time I got raped.
One that got raped.
And then if they saw, dude,
alright, he just constantly gets robbed for his jewels and beat up on occasion. I've seen at least 3 or 4 videos, no lie, of him getting beat up or robbed.
So technically that looks like
over the last 4 or 5 years, yeah. So, you know, if it was Young Berg, I'd be like, man, he didn't take too much from y'all cats. Yeah, he gonna sue. But 40 Glock, he be out there popping shit on Twitter, popping shit on the blogs, popping shit on his music, talking about he gonna fuck up all these people, and now you sue him because the game put your shit out there. Because, you know, the 40 Glocks thing, though, is to be popping shit on the net and trying to set people up on video himself.
Right.
Like, he ran up on Lil Wayne in there. Remember, that was 40 Glock in him and did that.
I remember.
So he's done this shit, the same shit that
he was going to do.
50 Glock, 40. 40, 50, 60.
What's his name?
50 Glock. But I call him 40 Glock because you can't even be a full Glock.
I say that name 40 Glock like, wait a minute, motherfucker.
I call him 40 Glock.
There's a rapper named 40 Glock, man, the motherfucker. I didn't do any of that shit.
No, I'm calling him 40 Glock. He's not worth 50 Glocks.
Nah, he ain't gonna sue us, man.
Right.
But no, but what I'm saying is, though, like, he set up Lil Wayne and all these other people rappers on video trying to run up on him.
Slapping the truck?
Yeah, running up on him, talking about, you ain't no real blood or whatever, which is, I get it, you know.
I get where you're going with it.
But you got to know, if you doing that, it's a chance possibility that somebody else going to run up on you with a camera.
With a 9 and a...
You reap what you
and
reap.
And then he got his ass up all messed up and got hit up in the bushes and stuff, though. Like a teenage kid.
Hit up in the
he did. Yeah. Did y'all didn't see the video of him getting... Yeah, he got... No, dude. Javon, when you tell these cats that I'm not lying.
He pushed the nigga to the brush.
Gang was fucking him up. Like, it was at a point where he was getting beat up so bad through...
And he was on the phone. He's video recording and whooping his ass.
Was this a World Star event that I missed?
You can go on it's YouTube like, everywhere.
We can bring it up right now. I'm talking about Gang literally whooped his ass.
In the bushes.
On camera. And then what dude tried to say was, somebody had a gun. Nigga, you knew wasn't nobody going to shoot you.
He said he had 50.
He didn't even try like.
What's it called? Entourage of 15 dudes around.
It don't matter, dude. Like, if it's one-on-one and I see this nigga, like, if the nigga put his hands, it's to the point where if you put your hands on me, hit me, I don't care if you got 8, 9 of your partners with you. Look, I'll take ass whooping.
Right. Oh,
I'm going to hit
one.
Somebody.
Right.
Somebody going to need some type of dental work when we get done. Like, flat, I'm going to knock a tooth out or at least attempt to. So, with 40 Glock, man, Game literally, didn't Game, he had a phone in his hand.
Yeah, Game was recording.
He was like this.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Hey.
Look at me again.
40 Glock was trying to like, I'm like, come on, dude, at least like defend yourself. Wow. He didn't even do, 50 Glock? Is that his name?
50 Glock. I'm calling Glock. Him 40 Glock. We changed his name to 40 Glock.
Okay 40 Glock. He knocked 10 of your points off right there. Game punched 10 of your.
Nice. Hey, it was like on Mike Tyson punch out and shit.
Yeah. You lost 10 Sonic the Hedgehog coins.
10 Mario coins.
That nigga lost the star.
Yeah, so but 50 Glock, 40, before we're gonna call him 40 Glock, 40, 50 Glock, he ended up, you know, he looked like a real wuss on there.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that, it looked the reason he looked real bitch made was for the simple fact that you ran up on Lil Wayne because, like, this is your territory, and it's like, you know, we going to run up on him. We going to front him out on camera.
Yep.
You was on camera.
He did that to somebody else, though, too. Not just Lil Wayne. He did it to
but
the
if he would have got Lil Wayne outside that car, he would have tried to bully Lil Wayne up, bully him up.
Because he had, like, 70 to 60 dudes with him.
Flat out. So, Game caught you tripping. Same scenario.
Basically.
Different story.
But then making it worse, though, him and his 40 Glock, as we call him now, gonna jump his manager though while he was walking to his car.
Right. Like jump who manager?
Game manager.
Why jump his manager?
He said he going after each one individually, one after another.
This is a movie.
Like he going for revenge all strategically.
I told you he got that villainy. He got that villain list, nigga.
Hey, dude. Wow. He on a video game. Like
that
he gonna start taking out different people.
I'm gonna say this.
Game is about 6'3", 6'4" though. Easily.
Game play this game bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you fight Game?
Talking about like boxing wise.
Yeah.
I ain't no man.
I'm talking about like where you gonna beat the sleaze off him, like Chuck Norris.
Nah, Game a big dude, dog. I ain't saying Game whoop my ass.
It ain't like you that's going to go into a super confident like Chuck Norris.
I put like this. I'll fight anybody.
Right, gotcha.
At this point in my life, I'm 32. Yeah. The type of fights I get into would have to be it would have to be a reason involved. So yeah. But if I had a fight Game, I'll fight Game.
Yeah, like, but I'm talking about like, it was like, hey, Javon, let's just do this charity boxing thing and fight Game.
Yeah, I do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I do that.
Hell, I do that.
With no protectors.
Fuck no!
you said with all the protective gear though, you can't even knock
out my bottom teeth out, and this nigga got $1 million record contract, and I gotta eat meat flavor now later for the rest of my life. I'm gonna punch my motherfucking bottom teeth out. No.
No, oh, man, we gonna go to our first break. We playing Joe Richardson, JLR, all this show though. We're gonna get into that though, and we'll be back on Stroud Low Cash.
Yeah. Oh.
Just to be right next to you. It's the things we do for love. Maybe it's the game that we must do. It's the things we do for love. Sometimes we have peace. Sometimes we have war. No matter where we be, I still want more. Remember when we said we never fall apart. Now we just afraid to meet the stars.
I told you lies, and I told you the truth. At times I even played the fool. For you, my soul, just to be right next to you. It's the things we do for love. Maybe it's the game.
It's the game.
It's the game.
It's the game.
It's the things we do for love. Sometimes we might win. Sometimes we may lose. Love you to the end. Even though my heart is bruised. Let's get lost in the way. Like we used to. Only trust in me, cause I believe in you. Who said it would be easy? It's a sacrifice. We live within our dreams. That's just love and life.
That's just love.
That's just life. That's just love.
That's just love and life.
That's just love.
That's just life.
That's just love and life. Sell my soul just to be right next to you. It's the things we do for love. Maybe it's the game that we must do. It's the things we do for love.
This life, all he knew was struggle and strife, but he knew there was a life that's so much better. Living on the battlefield, every corner he's seen a drug deal, but in this world that's all he ever sees. He wanted education, but due to government inflation, they took away the school he used to go to. It's funny how this world will tell you respect the diamonds and pearls, but they would put a dime in his hand. It's funny how life is when you grow up as a welfare kid and you feel the pressures like nobody cares. Just a boy waiting to be a man, waiting on God's uplifting plan. He's just a man at war with himself.
Just a man.
Woke up every day, wishing for a better day. He wished his father would have stayed around. His mother works two gigs as she pulls back on her six. So much stress in her life is the only release. He wants to help her out so bad as she brings in the grocery bag. She says, son, I just want you to finish school. Education is the key, don't want you to end it just like me. Wishing she could turn back the hands of time. Mama, don't you even worry, I'm gonna bring us back to the glory. I'm just a man at war with myself.
A man at war.
Back, Stroud, Low Cash. It's one of our favorite sections, though. And since we have a musical person here, though, it's time for Raw and All, y'all.
Ratchet, Raw and All.
Ratchet, Ratchet, Ratchet section, Raw and All.
Uh-oh.
All right. One of these, the first artist is from St. Louis. I said, St. Louis.
Oh. Okay.
STL's
finest, though. Okay. Born and bred, fine as hell.
Who is this?
Tiffany Fox featuring Lil' Kim.
Miss Tiffany.
Twisted. It's the music video too and everything. Just came out.
Okay, we're gonna check her out.
Yeah. So this is
Hazelwood Central, Tiffany Fox.
What year is she graduate? 98.
98,
that's what I thought.
I mean, we mixed the Ciroc, the rose, Moet, orange juice. I'm so
for the record, look, Cam looks
home, like but my car is at your house. I'm T. Fox. Time of black, loaded lock. White hair, red lipstick, fat. Cash for the ghost, for the drop. Diamonds for the rock. No suck, no lollipop. Killing these knees, don't call the cop. Yellow tape on my Giuseppe. One lay up on it. Ask me, can they put their head up on it? Dipshit cotton, my head up on it. And I'm my only head up on it. Bad bitch, all of my genetics. Them knees back in my jeans. In the morning, I'm calisthenics. That's why I'm busting out my jeans. Loyal to Juvent, I'm married to the game. I'm tied to knot, knot. To run for my dream. Girl, my shoes intact and that, that. I'm from the Lou. Everyone is a target. That's a daily shot. Bump a clap, clap.
Everybody think. We'll wait to the hook. We'll go to the hook, man.
Bump a clap. Holy water is my daily shot. Like, yeah, the money keep on flowing. It's stacking up, so how my new. We can barely go. Bottle after bottle, baby. We can barely pour it. If we take in that rosé and then we mix it with that Moet. Now we twist.
I love El Varner too, though.
I love my wife too, but I love.
Hey, I think I love my life too.
Right.
But El Varner.
Girl, you did not hear me say
so. What everybody think about STL's own Tiffany Fox?
I like
Twisted. What y'all think? What you got on the rim?
Cool, like club banger.
Yeah, I give
it's
it.
It's one of the best we've had on Raw and all to me.
I give it a Raw. I give
cool.
it a Raw.
Raw? What you got, Teddy?
Yeah, no condom.
No all condom? Right. Cool. What about you, Joe?
Meat status, Raw.
Gotcha. All right, I'm going to go to Raw myself. All right, next song in Raw now is going to be from Little B.
This shit here.
Third World Hustler.
Nice.
Straight from Lil B.
And Lil B actually had a cut that I, another one that
not
I
not the one that we always talk about,
it
right?
Was another one. My homeboy, Big Warren, hit me too.
Of course, they're going to have a commercial.
Why the fuck they put commercials on the beginning of YouTube shit?
Hey, that's their money.
I mean, honestly, they should let you add, like, let you know, like, okay, it's going to be a commercial, though.
Right.
Just in case you're doing something on the earth. Lil B.
Where's
hey, man, I'm going to tell you why I'm thugged out. Hey, yeah, I got a crime fetish. Hey, fuck these motherfuckers. Never been a bust, I don't fuck with them busters. That nine in your face, pussy nigga, I don't trust you. This right to your melon like them boys in seventh heaven. I'll be gone in a second, gotta load my Mac 11. Riding through the streets with them boys packing heat. Niggas know it's Lil B, and they know I'm pretty creep. Gotta be with the shit, cause I roll 1B. Bitch, I'm MVP, cause I'm playing for the heat.
Not now.
Rams cutting this off
please,
early.
Cut
it off
you.
Early.
This nigga Lil B got on a gold Ringmaster shirt.
You know, and it's short though. You see how short it is? You see how short it is? It's like to his waist.
What the fuck was that Tiger group with the two brothers with the Tigers?
Oh, Siegfried and Roy.
Right. Hell no. Nigga, that's the ski version.
And they was lovers too. So that might be that might have been from their collection.
Lil B got on a genie shirt. This nigga love the lamp. This nigga, him and his shirt came out.
What was his genie name in Atlanta? You talking about the genie in Aladdin shirt?
Yeah, Beverly and Aladdin, Arabian Night. Well, look, this song.
Well, let's go around first.
Turkey baster, wag.
Turkey baster. Damn, he said he wouldn't even let it stay in.
Cause for one, that song really don't. I mean, didn't have no club value. I'm not gonna ride to that.
He said not gonna ride it at all. Are you gonna clip the house to it, maybe?
A vacant house, if that's all I got. No, you know what? I can't.
You can't give
I can't
with
rock with. I say, I can't rock with this little bit.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Teddy,
double strapped up, son. Nah,
I got Payless shoes. They got more talent than that.
Damn.
I'm serious.
I'm gonna go with myself as well. Last track we have is from Jaded Rain. This is this one was submitted to us actually too. So
that's probably about here. He supported us. We got the first shot.
Shout out to Jaded Rain. This is one of their new tracks. Get wet. Get with it.
Get with it. Y'all put your fist in it. Don't stop. You try doing this when you're African. I'm gonna get this biggest top on my get with it. check. It's the written thing that will barely set your ass. If you want for your change, it's the piss in my cage where all eyes are on me.
Go ahead, turn our room. Go ahead, turn our room. Go ahead, turn our room. Go start a room. Then let's go.
This one of the artists. Well, I was telling you that he one of the artists that he don't have any friends. Cause if he had any friends, somebody should have said like, "Yo, don't do this."
This ain't it.
No,
this ain't it.
This is whack.
Bruh, not this song.
He don't have no friends. He can't have any friends.
Wow. All right, Javon.
I'm paying my turn to Teddy right now.
Teddy.
I'm gonna have to give it an or. I'm at or right now. You know what I mean? It's raw or not. Yeah. Okay. I'm probably have to see some other stuff.
I had to see some other stuff.
Cause I feel like he kind of like niche marketing. I'm just saying, if you look at the comments.
Hold on, Rim, what'd you say?
It's more than enough.
If you look at the comments. Wow. If you look at the comments,
18,000 hits though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He
got his own following. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like.
So they got what, Dara?
No, they got 18,000 views. Well, that's what I'm saying. No downvotes.
Is it in the sound for? That's what I'm saying. He got his own following. It's kind of like when what's his name first started.
What was the you talking about? The Future.
Yeah,
50 Tyson.
Wow. He did not say 50 Tyson.
Sean Fury. Or you got, what's the dude out of Tech 9 when Tech 9 first dropped?
But Tech 9, come on, man. Tech 9.
No, he's bad now. Lyrical. I'm just saying, like, I remember when we heard him when he first making the record. A lot of people was like, dude, I'm not.
I thought it was different. I wasn't really like.
That's what I'm saying. It's different. It's a niche market.
Yeah.
I gotta go with or.
So what do you think, Joe? Joseph?
As an artist, I'm gonna say no to this, sir. I'm being real.
Okay. Well, coming back around to Javon, I'm Javon Bibb. Maybe circle back around to me. I wanted to just weigh in on this a little bit. I think this video is very different. Very different when, you know, it's said and done. I don't know. I guess what really threw me off was the low top fat form shoes he had on. Then on top of the car. I didn't really like the shoes. Now, the music was one thing, but you're not gonna stand on top of my car with no low top fat form boots on. With the caramel soles on them. Cause first off, you know what I'm saying? Them shoes too heavy just to be sitting on top of somebody's car like that. You know what I'm saying? If you hit somebody in the back, if you take one of them shoes off and hit somebody in the back with it, you can bust their spine. Straight up. I'm talking about, man, you could, like, if you took a fat form boot and threw it at the side of a dump truck, the whole dump truck would just turn over on the side. Them shoes are magical.
Oh, man, dude.
So much spit on the floor.
Man, I'm talking about, dude. Anytime somebody got on some low top fat form boots, like some low top, ain't like boot shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh damn!
Yeah, I gotta give it a. Oh shit! I'm gonna say, you know, I want to give it a raw. But like, I think the shoes is what did it for me. So I'm gonna give it a no, just because of the shoes.
I'm gonna have to go with a no.
Wow!
I gotta go with a no. I'll keep my he's explained everything. The fat form shoes didn't do it for me either.
I mean, well, that's his style though.
He's
an entertainer, you know what I'm saying?
I did like the shout out to you know, Jimmy Walker on the from remember when Sean Wayans redid in Living Color version with Grandma Said Knock You Out. I like the shout out and the homage to Sean Wayans from In Living Color. On the parody of LL Cool J.
I like the boxing gloves too. Them some new boxing gloves look new.
Some new boxing gloves. You looking that close?
Yeah, I'm looking. They's paused right now on that board.
We can keep it moving. Kwame Kilpatrick going to the Bang Bang. Every other show we got somebody going to jail. We had Tink.
What are you
Tink
going for?
Everything. He's got 20. He's finna do 20 to 40 years potentially for 42 counts.
Jesus.
Of what?
Like, from extortion, racketeering. He sounded like he was like murder. John Gotti. Murder. They ain't get him on the murder. They ain't never got nobody.
You mother just say you gonna die in here. That's what they gonna say.
Yeah, and then they got his brother and all his boys. They got all his boys to dime him out and everything.
Oh.
All the people. It was like 50 people that he was hooking up and giving them and hookups boys and everything for getting those kickbacks from the city government.
And they switched on him as soon as they brought their heat.
That is not
hey, man, the feds will make you change up a lot of shit, man.
That's true.
The feds get the knocking, people get the talking. Believe that. But Kwame Kilpatrick was, it was fucked up because he was part of the future of like young black, you know, just young black politicians. He was there before Barack. People knew about Kwame way before Barack was even alone.
What's that? 2002?
2002 he got elected. Yeah, so he knew about it before any. He was known. Barack didn't come on the scene to what, 04, 06? So.
Man.
What you got on this Kwame Kilpatrick? What the fuck is Javon doing here?
Instagramming. Got to get that one Instagram pic.
No, but we talking about. But Kwame Kilpatrick also, with him, the whole situation started out from him text messaging his side chick, a.k.a. one of his aides in his cabinet. And the state government was doing an audit of everything. It's like, well, damn, this is before you had unlimited text messages.
Nice.
So they was looking like, damn, okay, well, we going over text messages for the city of Detroit. What's going on? Oh, we got a lot of work going on. Okay, well, cool. Just make sure there's not any personal text messages on the government phones. So they end up doing an audit, finding out that they having an affair over the text message thing. So then they started investigating everything else inside the government, seeing that he had embezzled $3 or $4 million from
them. You are the mayor of Detroit. So you're trying to tell me you do not have enough money for a Cricket phone?
Was Cricket existing in?
What was before this, Cricket?
No.
What was
that
it?
Sprint.
Hell.
Yeah. But what was before? What was it, Boost Mobile and stuff?
Yeah. Boost. Yep.
US Cellular. But who bought all US Cellular?
They still around.
They still around?
They still around.
Okay.
It's just...
But Nextel,
yeah.
You don't have enough money to go get one of them.
Motherfucking Net 10s from Walmart.
Net 10s.
Something.
You can get them from an Arab store. Yeah.
Shoot. Motherfucking disposable phone, right. Dog. You could have got, shit, like you said, that was a land of two ways, bro.
Yeah, that's a two-way time.
That niggas could have got it. He could have just bought a two-way by himself.
Man, you can't even do nothing with a side chick no more. You got to get a pigeon or some shit, though, and motherfucking do this shit like on Harry Potter.
Nigga, you throw a pigeon out, side chicks, they have an eagle, so you can pay your pigeon.
You never get this message out.
You're like, damn, I gave her that $5,000. She going to buy an eagle, huh?
Right.
Wow.
That motherfucking smoke signals. Now. Top
right.
Of his house.
Real talk.
You have to do messages through somebody else, and then you got to kill all the people after you get the messages through. Just like the mafia.
Yeah, dude.
But that whole thing is a sad period, though, because that was like the future of, and he was a hip-hop mayor. He was throwing big old parties of strippers at the mayor's mansion.
Flinging money.
He was wilding, though. He was wilding.
He said, popping bottles. Here, I'm finna live it up.
Wife supposedly, allegedly got a stripper killed.
Wow.
Yeah, real talk.
Wait a minute. His what?
Wife had the stripper killed. Damn. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of drama and stuff, though,
wow.
Man. Yeah. And then the people that killed her got killed. So that's when you know it's some deep shit when the people that they thought killed her got killed.
Yeah, he ain't getting out.
Yeah, he got 20 or 40 years. They got his daddy. They got his best friend. They was finna get his mom, but I think his mom passed before they could get his mom.
Wow.
Straight up.
Yeah, they came down hard on him, man. They came down hard on him.
He said, I'm out.
We'll keep it moving. This one hits home, man. They went over to the Brooklyn strip club, yeah. Man, and shut them down, man. They went in there and got the hoes, the weed, and the coke.
I know which one.
Illinois? Yeah, Brooklyn, Illinois. Go ahead. Let's go into it. From the, on the east side. Go ahead, Teddy.
Basically, they just busted it. Apparently, it was called Operation Lovejoy. And straight up.
That's why I wanted you to say it.
No, are you serious?
Operation Lovejoy. And wow. They went in over to the all the little strip clubs on the east side, bust that shit up for fucking prostitution.
Drugs.
Wow. Like they had they
probably got some tax evasion.
That's what
some
I'm saying.
Shit.
Like the liquor license has been fucking
out of date.
And
them motherfuckers been out of date. Expired probably 4 years.
And then they also was even more fucked up is that like they not only did they get them for that, but now they also get them for health code violations for the food. They found like 6 cans of human waste.
What the
what?
Hell?
Yeah.
It was your club?
Pink Slip.
Oh, hell no.
So, y'all niggas eating chicken at the Pink Slip.
When the last I had?
I'm about to say, yeah. When the last?
I was
y'all,
there.
That was a long time ago for me. I'm good.
No, I was there in about,
oh, hell no.
Let's see. No, this is.
Hold on.
Let me do my math. Let me check my calendar.
Right.
Hey, niggas, that was not Cajun Sparkle, nigga.
I was on September.
They did
September,
what?
September,
this is all the Pink Slip, dude?
Yeah, Pink Slip. They busted a nigga. They busted a girl for prostitution in, what's the white club that's next to it?
Roxy's. Roxy's.
Yeah. They got somebody from Roxy's. Yeah.
So when does Black Strip Club? They got everybody.
They got
it.
Got them.
So they didn't get bottoms up.
What's up the Pink Slip? They closed it down for right now?
I don't know if it was closed.
You can't
down.
Never. You can do the Pink Statement, but you can't never close them down.
Exactly.
You'll never stop me.
We will rise above this.
Can't stop.
We will keep this club alive.
All right. We will keep asses popping.
The funny thing, though, for people that are from St. Louis area, that there is a church diagonal from all these strip clubs we talking about.
The church actually shares the parking lot.
Yeah, it shares the parking lot with the strip club. This is how fucked up this area is on the east side.
Hey, man, it's great. That is strategic.
It's getting the yang of life.
It's strategic. You know what I mean? They know that you're doing sin. You know that you're doing sin. You come out Sunday morning.
About 6 o'clock in the
go
morning.
Go to church.
Just walk your ass over and ask God for forgiveness.
Smart move.
It's right even smarter because the guy owns both of them.
Wow.
Go.
I don't know if he does. I'm just saying that would be smart.
Yeah. Actually, that'd make him good fucking sense.
What?
You get your money.
I get singles from both sides. I get singles from the church.
Wow.
Singles from the strip club.
You get tips on both sides of the parking lot, baby.
And maybe I can get it flowing in a circle. Really? It'd be all circular. Like, oh this stay in my community. It'd go right me in, right back out. They'd be like, do you remember Black Wall Street? Oh, yeah, I got one, too. I got it from a strip club to Peepus. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But we'll keep this going, though. Man, a man gets dildo stuck up his butt.
And he deserved to.
Did y'all read this story? Yes, he tweeted it the whole way.
But what's funny is...
The x-ray.
I have a friend whose sister is a nurse in the ER. And she said this shit actually happens a lot.
Are you really? Hold up, for real?
Like dudes come in, all sorts of shit just shoved up their ass.
What did the hamster do to get put there? Like, you know.
What the credibility behind that?
Dude.
You can see, look at that. And that motherfucker.
Ow!
That nigga went for the Mr. Marcus vibrator, nigga.
Oh. Wow. Look how big that vibrator is, man.
Look at the pelvic bone.
It was still moving.
He was on Twitter saying fuck. He tweeted Energize and said fuck y'all. These batteries lasted for 7 hours.
Hold on, so he had a dildo up his ass vibrate for 7 hours.
Right. Wow. Look at this
X-ray.
Like I said, man, he deserved that, dude.
He said when he fell asleep. He said when he woke up, people told him that they was they had to sedate him to put him out to take it out. But they said that fell asleep. He said people would tell him to shut up so they could hear the noise.
Oh. That boy got
at first, he probably thought I was kind of fly, though. Like, yeah, hell yeah, I can get, yeah, there I go.
One of the tweets said next time, he said, mental load for all those people. That's one of the ancient vibrators. That's one of the very first vibrators. Yeah, it's a one.
Hold on, so you got to crank that motherfucker?
You got to turn, crank.
It was a crank.
You
got to
crank it. Oh, shit, hold on.
That's like something you beat eggs with. Make your pancakes.
And you stick it to the wall.
Oh,
that was a sponge.
What the
nigga.
Hell?
Damn.
Wow. Those are different textures. You know what I'm saying? You got the suction cup. You got the, what is that, a sponge?
You know what? This is next level shit, though.
Could you imagine?
Oh,
hey, but you know, it had to be a hardcore gay dude to show them how to do this. Right. All right, now what you do is, okay, with this shit, bro, you take this, you wind this shit up. Because you're going to take this, you're going to put this up in your ass.
I put the jelly inside.
And this is what he said in the tweet. He was like, for all those things about shoving a vibrator up your ass, make sure you tie a string to it.
Hell. Like a tampon? Oh, my. Wow.
Dude, flat, they should have just left it in there. Yep, it's stuck in there for the rest of your life.
Right, better hope that deer cell go down.
Yeah. Right.
They said they be having to give niggas laxatives in the ER all the time.
Are you serious?
Just slide out.
That's nasty.
Because they said, she was saying that it's so hard to get niggas to calm down because they, you know, their muscles tense, so they got to give them like muscles relaxed.
Oh yeah, because you so.
And they said after they pulled it out, he said, you should see the tweet. It reads funny as fuck. He was like, yep, they just pulled it out. I just shit on my bed. Good night.
He put down that for real.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man. That's horrible. What's the next story?
Please.
That shit is disgusting.
Preferably. All right, this is more of a topic / story. Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar's track, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, came out. Remix with Jay-Z on it.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar killed Jay-Z.
Destroyed.
But you have these Jay-Z fans, though.
I'm a Jay-Z fan.
Right, but no, but you're a fan, but you're
a fan.
Sensible.
You're more of a fan of hip-hop than you are
Jay-Z. Right. You have Jay-Z fans that will not believe that Jay-Z can never be beat on a track. Like he's a god. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to hip-hop, like, it can't be beat. Like,
I'm sorry.
That's how they feel about the Beyonce song.
Like, honestly, real talk, when is the last Jay-Z lyric that you were like, damn?
Crickets.
What's the last Kendrick Lamar that had you like, damn?
his whole album. We talking about
lyric.
This don't kill my vibe.
But I'm talking about like a verse or anything from Jado. Nothing has impressed you in probably I say 3 or 4 years.
On their whole Watch the Throne album.
Watch the Throne.
Wait a minute.
It was average. Kanye outdid him on Watch the Throne. If you want to keep it real,
Watch the Throne was a dope album.
Kanye outdid Jay on that album.
Every song.
Yes. Yeah, overall, that whole album, Kanye outdid him.
Disagreement.
Kanye outdid him on that whole album as an overall.
I disagree.
But this ain't the first person that done destroyed him in his own song.
Eminem.
Renegade. But that's not
Jay-Z's song.
But the whole thing is that
people can't clearly just think, you know, have a rational discussion when it comes to Jay-Z. Like, somebody got on my stats and I said, it was like, I ain't even heard it, but there's no way that you can say that.
He's
gonna go hard.
Yeah, but was basically saying like, I don't even have to listen to it. Y'all delusional to think that this young cat could even hold a candle to Jay. And I'm like, dude, you can lose on one track. That's any MC.
I put it like this: Jay verse was good. Kendrick Lamar verse was better. That's all it was. Like, you know, flat out. Jay verse. But Jay Z still had a dope verse. Don't get it twisted. Like Jay Z, I've never heard Jay Z spit a trash verse. Like, even on Renegades, them verses he spit wasn't trash.
Hey, he's had some trash verses.
Who?
Jay-Z's had some trash verses.
Okay, name a trash verse.
Diamonds, that Simon Diamonds. Come here, baby. Hello, my lady say. That song was whack as fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about,
Yeah, but them like some singles, man. Of course people
But you said a lot. That whole song was whack.
If you talking about lyric-wise.
The song was whack.
If
the song is whack, doesn't it mean the lyrics are whack?
No, not necessarily. You can have a whack song, but the lyrics be cool or thought...
I'm saying the lyrics and the song is whack. How about that?
No, I don't think so.
Take that.
So what you're saying is more like who was he saying? Royce the 5'9". And they were talking about Slaughterhouse. So y'all saying that the songs are whack because the beat, they don't ever choose really decent beats.
That's the first one to start saying.
But I'm saying, is that what you're saying, Javon? So like, the song is bad, but the lyrics are still decent.
I'm saying it like this, man. Jay-Z, I have never heard Jay-Z just spit a trash verse where I'm like, oh, that's just garbage. I've heard Lil Wayne spit a bunch of trash verses. I still ain't heard Drake spit a trash verse. I ain't heard...
Every MC has spit a trash verse? That's impossible to spit a...
What's the name of Jay-Z's comeback album?
I promise you,
Kingdom Come, trash songs on that.
Right, and that, I was just about to say, Kingdom Come was not
Kingdom
the...
Kingdom has some trash
Kingdom
songs
Come,
on that,
you cannot play Kingdom Come straight through. I'm just saying.
Okay, you might be. I'm saying, I ain't saying song. Okay, you might get skip over some song. I'm saying trash verse where you like, oh man, that shit whack.
It's compared. It's compared to
that verse he did on that song with him, Puffy and Lil Kim on the In My Lifetime album.
I have to hear the verse.
That one has got that. It's Jay-Z, Lil Kim, and Puffy.
I'm gonna have to go listen to it again, but I bet you the verse wasn't trash.
It's trash. Silk the Soccer trash?
Huh?
Silk the Soccer trash?
All the way.
Oh, no. Silk the Soccer trash is a whole level of trash. No. I would never do that. Silk the Soccer versus some of the worst versus ever in hip hop history.
Niggas said a parking lot with no cars, except black with no bars. But you know what, though? For Silk to be trash, Silk had some motherfucking cuts back in the day, dog.
He had beats because he had beats by the
pound. I'm going to say he had three cuts, and I would straight be like, okay. Yeah, okay, I like that from Silk.
But that's because he had beats by the pound, though.
Bitch, I'm gonna go to war.
But I'm gonna come on back.
We gonna get ready to go to our next break. Javon, you getting out of here?
Yeah, man, I'm finna head on out, y'all. Look, keep following us straight out of Lil Cash, man. I am Javon Bibb.
And send us your emails and vote. We gonna finish this off for Javon. No, and then we gonna send a package to Chuck Norris with all the voicemails. All the emails.
Daryl trying to set me up. He want me to get into a fight with a real MMA fighter. I'm only seeing Chuck Norris. I'm just saying, like, if we were to spar, so I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Now he's not asking time to down. Before he was like, I beat the brakes off of this old man.
I wouldn't want to hurt him or nothing, man.
Would you fight Louis Farrakhan?
He's 70 plus. He gonna set me up with a nation. I'm not even gonna answer that.
It's gonna be three brothers with both sides at the front door right now.
You said any man 70 plus. Look, you whooping his ass.
They say Louis Farrakhan
told you.
Still
see,
like
we had a man Javon argue about this yesterday. He said he wouldn't believe he could.
Look at this.
He is a vegetarian.
I'm not gonna comment because I don't want to be killed. Okay? I have much respect for Louis Farrakhan. That's it. Thank you. I'm gone.
All right. We'll get ready. Get ready to get to our first break. Some more Joe Richardson music. We'll be back. Talk to Joe about some of his music.
Yeah.
And a couple other topics on Straight Outta Low Cash.
After these messages.
Straight Outta Low Cash.
Inside. down in the basement. Feeling fine, glass full, chilling with wine. We winning in the summertime. I came with the crew, we posted with the women. It's getting hot in here, from the floor to the ceiling. Cause it's a grown folk house party basement. Backyard barbecue tasting, the lovers in the place. If I dance with your girl, fix your face, man. It's probably an accident, but actually, if she wanna roll, then that's what's happening. Cause the fact is just the basement, it's a natural aphrodisiac. And everybody stepping to the track with no bartender. We serving them and tell Sherman them to keep they feet off the furniture. Tonight, life struggles ain't a problem. It's good times, and ain't we lucky we got them? Ain't nothing y'all can do to stop it. Just feel a vibration, contagious love down in the basement.
Got my friends everywhere, and we just don't care. Sweating on the basement floor, we just here to give you more. Don't nobody start a fight, trying to kick it all night. Two turntables and a mic, and we're gonna keep it low.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We're back. Yeah. Before we get into some a little bit more discussion, though, I want to give a shout out to Jay from Up for Discussion podcast. Man, he did a whole post on us and everything for his blog and everything. Just big us up.
Let's
and everything. No, check out his podcast as well. Up, then the number 4 discussion.net, I think it is. But you can find him on iTunes and Stitcher as well.
Yeah, that's a real good podcast.
Yeah, it's a real good podcast. Then I want to give a shout out to Rod and Karen.
Yeah.
Also, the Insanity Report and this other podcast called Where's Your 40 Acres? They got a wrote up in the Huffington Post.
Huffington Post
for like black podcasts and
shout
stuff.
Shout out, Rodimus.
And we was on there. We was on the show, and we were still on the front page, though. So we've been getting that. Wow. They've been bouncing back to us, though. So shout out to Rod and Karen, though, for bringing people on over here, though.
Especially
the more of a white crowd. I am working on a white guest because we have been racist as hell on this show. We have yet to have a Caucasian person down here, period.
Wow.
That's true.
Over a year. Any other, if it was a white podcast, we'd be mad as hell. Then, like, see, that's why I don't even fuck with that podcast.
No brothers is getting up to be a young man.
So I'm working on that though. I don't know who we gonna get though. Maybe you get a bum or something. I don't know, somebody. Somebody represent white people.
Right.
We just need somebody represent
Ron,
white.
Man.
Who's
White Ron?
White Ron?
Yeah, from New York. Yeah, you know Ron. Used to hoop with him back in the day.
Oh yeah. But he ain't even really white though.
Okay.
Because he got a black girlfriend.
I need somebody. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't matter.
She is black. Trackstar
be good one.
Hey,
that'd
you know he
one.
Was just on David Letterman?
Yeah. Shout out to Trackstar, though, on there with DJ Trackstar, who is Killer Mike's tour DJ on David Letterman the other night.
Yeah,
shout out to Trackstar. St. Louis people handling business and everything. But let's get into two more topics, then we're going to talk about music.
Somebody posted that the dude that created
Twitter's from St. Louis.
Yeah,
he's from DeBerg. He went to DeBerg.
Did not know
Bishop
that.
DeBerg?
Yeah, he went to Bishop DeBerg. He graduated like 93.
He also created Squarespace.
Yeah, Foursquare. Yeah, he's
four
like Foursquare. Four yeah,
wow.
He's.
I thought it was Squarespace.
It's one of them like that. Yeah. But he graduated like 93 or 94 from
Bishop
DeBerg.
Wow.
Hey, dog, hidden talent, dog.
Yeah.
Hidden gems, Midwest.
They suck at football.
They won a state championship in baseball though a couple years ago.
They always got a baseball team.
Did not know that they was doing it like that,
dude.
Shout out to my high school though that won the state championship in hockey though.
Here we go.
No, it's the first one, man.
I mean, it's true. It's
no,
true.
No, and it was the. It's
and
the, it's
and
the
my big, made it the first Final Four, so.
Yeah, because y'all end up losing to DeSmet, right? DeSmet won the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I think
DeSmet
so.
Won the whole thing.
I don't know. Did they beat?
I think they beat Rockhurst. Not Rockhurst. It was Rockhurst. They beat Rockhurst.
Damn. Okay.
Damn, it was an all Jesuit final. Rockhurst and DeSmet, but. Jesuit. Google Jesuit for you.
Right. I'm about to be like.
Somebody's going to email and be like, what the hell is a Jesuit?
Right. What did Jesus got to do with
it? No, I had somebody. No, not sidetracking, but somebody was like, man, what's the Jews got to do with this?
I said it.
No. When you on Twitter, somebody's dead serious with me on Twitter.
Oh.
No, no, you was, no, somebody like the Jews. I was like, no, it's Jesuit. Somebody's on Twitter like, oh no, dog, the Jews.
The Jews.
What is Jews? Like, I was using like a racial slur, like, you know, like, oh, so he Jewish, huh?
Oh my
so
God.
So you ain't fucking with the Jews now? Like,
you just gonna do
no,
that?
No, brother.
That's not what I said at all.
Can you highlight Jesuit?
Yeah.
Click left click. See go up the copy, and then click another window in. Paste
in Google.
In Google, and then just and then come back
oh
5 minutes
God.
Later for me.
Jesuit. I even know what the hell that is.
But one serious topic though, man, is rape case in Ohio, man,
that's
with these young brothers, man.
That shit's crazy.
Wow,
dude, this is just whack. Let's just keep it real, man. Like,
I heard about that this morning.
First of all, man, on two different levels, I'm mad. I'm mad if I'm Nim. Cause my boy dimed us all out.
It wasn't just him.
I know, but my boy had the tape. All this would have been hearsay.
But he did this that same
it's the same stupid shit they do though.
Yeah, but, it's
but this is the thing though. They was doing that shit when we was in high school too though.
Yeah.
This ain't no new shit. But
this
we didn't have no video cameras.
No, I know.
That's why girls were getting done like that when we was in high school though, even though.
Right, no, but I was saying like the reason why it happened was because it's the same shit we was talking about last podcast. How niggas can't shut the fuck up and you can't brag about some shit.
They're bragging on video.
Right, well,
like,
that's what I'm saying. In no way am I condoning these niggas'
actions.
At all. Like, that shit is some bullshit. But the whole reason it even happened was, like you said, niggas was over here trying to show what the fuck happened.
And that's part of the reason I think that the whole incident happened, though, because they was just trying to show that they could fuck around and do that, too. It was all stunting.
But
I mean, it was something I just want to prove to them, like, oh man, we this dope that we can get this chick in the back. I'm talking not even the video side, just to show they boys they can get this chick, fuck with her and shit, finger, and we gonna take it to all the parties. They had her like Bernie's. Remember Weekend at Bernie's? They basically had like Weekend at Bernie's. She was drunk.
That
and, like,
is
passed
the most
out.
Retarded shit I've ever heard.
They had
her
like Weekend at Bernie's, man, body and shit, like had her waving at people and stuff.
But they smashed though.
No, suppose they didn't smash. It's sexual assault they got.
It's rape. Rape.
No, they're throwing it as rape, right?
It's
now.
Yeah, but if you look at all the stuff though, they got them for like finger.
They got her for having sex. They said in the article they had sex with her in the car.
Yeah, like, they were fingering her in the car. That's what's on the video.
It says sex.
Wow.
Right, but if you look at that, it's fingering her in the car. Now I don't know what happened when they got her back to the crib though. Now that's different though. But
they said they smashed in the car and on the basement floor.
That is the what?
Both of them did?
Yeah.
It was more than one cat that did this, believe me.
No. I thought it was a football team.
It's got to be more. There's two cats that do this. I guarantee you that.
No, they kept saying it was the team, but then they said it was just like a few guys. Now they're just saying like it's a group.
I think they wanted a plea deal for they wanted to get the main two ringleaders in this show. And then everybody was basically dimed out everybody else. Like, look here. Testify against them? No, you cool.
You only getting 5.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hey, Teddy.
The rest of these kids getting 25 and a dime.
Shit, man. I only know you since freshman
nigga,
year.
I just got accepted to JUCO, nigga. that nigga's going down. Nigga, you are not going
to JUCO.
My mama got me a full ride. Damn
nigga,
this.
Forest Park, nigga. You not
finna
fuck
going,
my shit.
I'm going to Texas Western State. Y'all remember that from Unnecessary Roughness?
College.
Right.
Y'all remember Unnecessary Roughness? Texas Western State.
Unnecessary.
Sinbad is the coach.
Not university, nigga. College.
Wow. Oh
we gonna win a game.
Right. A game.
But no, but ride to Everest, nigga. You not finna fuck my shit.
Or ICDC College.
Oh my God.
I got an ICDC College.
You're going to school. You know. Let me stop.
But no. But the whole thing is, though, I think more everybody's outraged about it. But the fucked up part is, these motherfuckers don't give a fuck in general, though. I feel. Like, this happens all the fucking time. The only reason you're upset because it's in your face. This happens every day. We don't give a fuck.
I hate to be biased. Was this a black or white?
Both.
But it was a black dude and a white dude. White girl.
A white chick.
God, Lord. That's worse than
it. And check out his name, though, which makes it worse.
What's his name?
Malik.
That's
and
like
it's
the
a small town in the middle of Ohio. How the fuck a Malik get to Studentville, Ohio, on the border of Ohio and West Virginia?
That's a lot of niggas in Ohio now.
No, but this is on the border of West Virginia, Ohio area. This is like KKK area.
My boys always tell me, and they're niggas
everywhere. I know they're everywhere, but Malik getting there. Malik, not John
But you also got to look at it like this. These are they star players, too.
I'm talking about the name Malik getting to Stupinville, Ohio.
The damn man. The nigga Malik. Name is Malik.
And he got apostrophe in his too. Not spelled straight out, an apostrophe.
Wow. Hey, the nation everywhere too, nigga.
No, I know, but no, nation's not an apostrophe. This is some new nigga with the apostrophe.
No, I'm just saying the name, all you need to do is hear the name, nigga. I'm just saying.
Right,
like,
Malik, but it's Malik. It's because it got the apostrophe. It's got a little pause for you. Malik.
There's a space in between that's like 2 miles.
I think it's fuck. I thought it was kind of crazy that she. I mean, they. This shit seems just reads like a fucking
Lifetime movie.
Novel. Yeah, it's like because they were like talking about
it's an HBO special waiting to happen.
They was talking about the chicks. It was like the fucking Lifetime story of Mean Girls. You know how Mean Girls a movie?
Yeah.
They were talking about the chick, and they were like, yeah, her two ex-best friends stopped being best friends, and they said that she drink all the time. She always fucking wasted.
Man.
I was like, dude, I don't know. If they ex-best friends, man, I don't know. Girls catty.
It's going to be on Lifetime.
They could be lying like a motherfucker.
It's going to be on Lifetime real soon.
And she was like, she woke up, all her shit was gone.
Yeah, she was like, butt-ass naked.
She was
like,
butt-ass naked.
No clothes, the cell phone gone.
No, the person I would be mad at right now is the homegirls that left her there.
That is another fucking thing.
Hey,
though.
Nigga, she is not. She dumb. Ain't going to touch anything.
Well, she's got to move from the area because she's getting death threats and everything, though, too. Man.
Oh,
because they
were
the star players,
Right, I guess they star players. I'm telling you, they are ready to lynch her at this period of time.
But
life.
And then you got to think about these small towns, though. That's their everything, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's all they got.
You know, it ain't like, it's like, damn, man, our Friday night's all fucked up now.
Right.
For at least the period. Because I think
they're going to shut the program down.
Because the coach was helping them cover it up, too, though.
Yep.
Because they was like, they went to the coach. I guess the coach found out or something. He was like, coach took care of us or something, he said.
That program is officially shut down, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, it's not shut down.
Well, I ain't going to say it's going to be shut down.
But them niggas, they going to start losing. And then all these other motherfuckers that come from these other small towns. Niggas gonna be running down the field, look over to the left in the stands, and gonna be like, rapist. You know how nigga, white people always got that fucking check. You are rapist.
Yep.
You are. That beat go to anything.
And
this is the thing, though, man. Teddy, you know this. We went to all boys schools, man. Those chants. For if you know anything, I would tell somebody, you go to one of them games, there are some ruthless shit. Like, it's seriously a big deal.
Yeah, they mess up your ego.
No, dude,
fast.
I remember one that the cast got into. I almost got into a fight at my own school for this one. We was playing Hazelwood East.
Wow.
We was winning. And they said, that's all right. That's okay. You'll be working for us someday.
That is the lamest shit.
But they was talking to the black people.
But I went to an all-white high school.
The white
I went to SLU.
To the east.
Damn.
They did it to any black school.
Yeah, and I got into a cast, though. But the fucked up part that was kind of fucked up was that it was kind of true, though.
You can't really find it.
Because I look at him like, and he do own a company, though.
Right. Yeah,
he's running his daddy company.
Shit, yeah.
They own a chain of restaurants.
That's crazy.
Damn, they own a whole bunch of real estate.
Yeah.
Damn. They were right.
Yeah. Private school.
But it's fucked up. But that's how our banter went, though.
Yeah.
Like, they would talk about Larry Hughes and shit, ACT scores and stuff, though. And, like, we would, I mean, it didn't care who it was. It looked racial because we playing Hazelwood East, but within conference, they didn't give a fuck. They were talking about, that's why your mom is a lesbian.
Wow.
I'm talking about, like, they find anything about you, it was going to be in a cheer.
Yeah.
That is the most horrible.
Oh, yeah, no,
like, this one dude from DeSmet, like, what was the skinny dude from DeSmet they used to call him? He looked like he had leukemia or something, though, and they went in on him. Teens and schools would go in on him.
Real
skinny dude, he ended up going to Northern Illinois.
Wow.
I forgot his name, though. He looked like he had, like leukemia or something, though.
See,
and they would go in on him, man. He was like my size, but like 6'5". So he was like super skinny. Like, he might have been taller than 6'5".
I think he was like 6'7".
Yeah, wow. But he was like maybe 150 pounds or something. Like, skinny as hell. And he was like, you got AIDS.
Wow.
Oh, no,
it's ruthless.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck, dog.
See,
at
Jennings, you just fought. If it was a Jennings and Berkeley game, you just say, you know what, we going to fight today.
And the messed up part, though, these are scripted, too. People don't understand these are scripted. Like, no, bro, you had guys that were like, all they did all week was get the cheers ready.
That's the craziest.
And then they would just come out, and then it would be some cheers on the fly because they might do something. But no, we got something there. Hold on.
Right.
It was like they would huddle together. And the other side, like, oh, what they gonna do? I know they're going to the AIDS joke. I think they're going to the AIDS thing.
I think they're going to do the AIDS thing today.
Then they'd be like,
that's true, because black people do just fight. Because I know I was talking to my friends about this Normandy U City game, and they said
it was real.
They said that they they got into it so bad one time that the whole place erupted. It was about to fight. They said, so the coaches talked. They said, next time this happens again, this shit finna be a scrimmage game. Ain't no parents. No fucking
nobody there. It's just no,
I'm with
it's
that.
Just the team versus team. That's it. Ain't nobody else in the stand.
No, they did that. What team they just did that for? Normandy? Was it Normandy they just did it for?
I know they said they were gonna do it for U City and Normandy.
They just did.
Is that is Normandy U City's rival?
They right next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know they
that's becoming a new rule in Missouri now. Hey, we can't have you there.
And then I remember one. I'm trying to remember what. It was one. They were like, what'd they say, man? Oh man, I can't. Oh, the coach from Chaminade looked like Mark Curry from Hanging with Mr. Cooper. They used to sing. Ooh, ooh, yeah, they used to sing Hang on Mr. Cooper when he would come out.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, somebody would go, Coop, what's my theme music? And then, like, all these cats would start singing the song.
I'd have been in the stands.
It's some creative fucked up shit, though.
I'd have been in the stands like, that's awesome.
What's more messed up is that some of these cats is in Hollywood and shit awesome. Writing scripts and stuff, though, too, that's coming out for movies and stuff. And, like, the politicians, they all kind of shit, man. But we'll keep it moving, though. Man, this one Teddy sent me. This one was one. This is actually a follow up on a case that Rim sent me though. That we talk about the two dudes that got raped. Got killed and got decapitated.
Yeah.
Well, we find out that then later on, I guess they did an autopsy. They was raped too. Remember the dudes? They was probably selling them drugs. The two black dudes went to them all the white people crib though. That's the same case that we talked about a month or two ago.
The one I sent you was
Rim sent this one to me. Rim sent this one to me.
The one I sent you was different. The one I sent you was these fucking Gothic white kids invited these two black kids.
That's the same one. That's the same case that we talked about 3 months ago.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, and it was in Joliet, Illinois. They were some Gothic people. That's why we was talking about they were selling drugs to them. Maybe you didn't come in on that one. Because we was talking about they were playing Xbox and shit.
Yeah.
That's the same case, but we just didn't know that they were raped, too, though, while they were dead already. That was that was the added part that Realm sent and everything. That was like they researched more into it.
What is that called?
Necrophilia. But the messed up part was it was like two dudes and a chick.
No, it was two dudes. It was two chicks. It was two dudes and two chicks.
It was two dudes, two chicks.
Yeah, one of them didn't fuck though. I'm saying. She's like, y'all niggas too nasty for me. I'm not fucking on two niggas.
I'm not gonna fuck on two.
This is
not going down.
I'm good. I'm good on that.
I'm not gonna fuck on two.
But that's messed up though. They was going over there probably still some weed. Like, come on, make that run me sell this weed real quick. All right, man. Didn't even come back.
I think they were Wiccans though.
What's Wiccans?
Wiccans. It's witch.
Witchcraft. I think this shit was on for some straight like ceremonial like.
Yeah.
Oh really? You think
like
it was
sacrificing?
I want to say it was. It said that in one of the articles that like one of them was a Wiccan or one of them said, and that's what convinced them to invite them over. He's like, yeah, if you do this, you're supposed to get some shit. I didn't know they were fucking them.
Yeah, they fucked them too. Like, you know what? You got some extra shit.
That's
fuck them in the ass, though,
what
and you will have five meals.
that's what that part in Kill Bill where he was just like, I'm bucking, I'm about to... Oh, God.
That's straight horrible.
That's
straight fucking... She was like, I'm not fucking two dead niggers. Now, it was two dead Mexicans. It's different, but I'm not fucking on any dead
I'm not fucking these dead niggers.
This is the last topic.
Yeah, you know the brother's soul was, man, the motherfucker. He was floating up like this. I can't believe it.
Actually, two more topics, then we'll talk to Joe about music.
Yes, sir.
Man, porn stolen, though, man. He was pissed off about this shit.
Fuck this. Pull this interview up.
That's why I said we got two more games. I'm going to go to the man with the arm, though, too, in a minute.
Oh, my God. All this shit with a straight face.
This is from Rim 2 again. He's dead serious about this damn porn.
He's adamant. He made.
Right there. Yeah.
But wait.
This dude gets his porn stolen. Let's hear for the case for y'all.
Hey, yo, go ahead, Early. His name is
Early Johnson.
Early, like get up early.
Freak is you early from guy. Alabama?
Let him know. Let him know what it's like for these porn niggas.
I had a collection that had every African American that's been in porn, that ever been in porn from the 70s until up to now. I had the DVDs. Look, it was in this drawer right here. Notice it was stacked like this high. As you see that right there, it's the long thing that's left.
He got the door right here. I had it fixed.
We parked in the back, and we noticed that our door was ajar. The house had been broken into. A couple TVs was missing. And we noticed that our drawers had been ransacked.
I went in the bedroom, and I told him that I said, oh, you're really getting ready to be mad. And he said, why? I said, wow, you're born was gone.
Except I had a sinking feeling because my porn collection is valuable, man. My collection was the best in Michigan. A guy in Connecticut told me that. They came upon that and looked at
like,
the title.
Like your proof.
And
like,
first of all, this is my best.
Cash money for them DVDs. What made it valuable was the footage that's on the
debut, nigga.
You can't
her
get it
first motherfucker.
Not on the internet
porn.
Enough.
So this was
right
like
before she got that gap.
Like your
right,
right. Question, only it was.
Yeah, it was porn. Yeah. I trade and I collect. And I looked at them too. I ain't got no problem with that.
They no, it's something natural and it's healthy.
I'm not no scumbag guy who will pervert anything like that. And keep my relationship fresh and tight. And I learned stuff that I could, you
not
know,
too
use
tight, nigga.
On her.
So now what do you do?
What I do now? Collect over. Start over.
Wow.
And buy them again.
I bet the news reporter was just like, I'm not shaking this motherfucker's hand. I'm not shaking his hand. I don't care what y'all believe.
The fact that this shit is news. Like what fucking
station did this come on? There's some key points that no one else realizes. Two key points in this. Number one, he was from Muskegon, Michigan.
Nice. Oh.
Which is 45 minutes from where? The D.
Okay.
That's 50% of it.
So cold in the D, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
So cold.
Then the second part is, though. Yeah, somebody from Connecticut. Now, this is another point that I think nobody realized. This nigga sell drugs, too. They got him for some drugs, too.
Are you serious?
How's a dude in Connecticut know about your porn collection? That's because you went to go make a trip and was like, yeah, man, I keep some of my porn on me.
Nah, that nigga was his cousin.
He keeps some of it on him. That's why he had a couple of discs, because he got his favorite to keep on him.
Right.
Because he don't trust nobody. He don't even trust his wife with these joints.
Right.
That was his cousin that told him.
But no, I think he got hyped for some... He looked like he in a place that was a weed spot too.
Let's not.
He
talk
got hit for the weed. He just didn't talk about that.
Let's not talk about.
So he made the porn a bigger issue.
Why was it an interview about this nigga getting his porn?
Because
he was like, they stole a couple of TVs, nigga.
A couple, right? Does his home look like it had a couple of TVs in it?
No, it did not. No,
that don't mean it didn't have it. Then this nigga recouping. He had to go get that fucking box boob TV, the big
really?
Heavy joint again
really?
From the flea market.
Really?
No, you know he getting a flat screen. Like,
no.
I had a 65-inch flat screen.
It. They already showed it. They showed the one that he got right now. He finna come up again. I'm
right.
Not he not gonna upgrade.
Oh.
But he got that 2x4 blocking the door.
That's what got me right there.
Yeah.
The wood latch.
The door was a jar.
The door was a jar, nigga.
Right, that's why it was a weed spot. I'm telling y'all, this is a weed spot as well.
No,
it's a weed spot.
Why
yeah.
the fuck? That's, this must be a small ass town if Muskegon
is like
his porn taken is news.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. They was like, because everybody know early. That's probably where he might in the neighborhood early. The neighborhood
everybody
weed
know
man.
Early.
It's like, this just in.
No,
somebody
that might be the reporter's weed man too.
Right.
This is a travesty.
I'm appalled.
He came to pick up his weed. He was like, "Yeah, you got my
whoa.
Hey man, where the weed?
Oh
where
hell
the
no,
porn?
No,
where's
whoa.
The porn?
No,
and look, he burning them. So he give you a sack. He give you a sack and a porn
and
at the same time.
He was like, "Which one you want? You want volume 17? Alright, you ain't take this
you
dub.
You get two dubs, you get a free movie.
And some kush.
You take all this shit, nigga. And the reporter was like, hey, wait. Hey, nah, fuck this. This is almost up there with an Amber Alert, nigga. These niggas need to know. Come on, fucking take my fucking weed, nigga.
Got that Amber Alert.
Take them fucking weed, nigga.
Well, you know what? I'm going to leave a couple more of these topics for next week. Let's get into Joe with the music and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's talk about the album, man. Where did it, the inspiration, let's start off that. Like, why'd you... title of the album and let everybody know what the title is again.
Just to let everybody know the title of the album is called Book by Its Cover.
And why'd you call it that?
Because everybody has always been in that place of judgment with me. I've always been Big Joe the security guard. Big Joe the dude that be knocking cats out. Nobody know. No, I mean, it's only a certain amount of people that actually know Joe the photographer or Joe the singer, Joe that works at his church, you know. Joe, who's had a corporate job, who has corporate jobs. But the thing about it is like, take away from the judgment and look at the real me through my music, through our music, because just to throw this out there, DJ Reminisce is the producer of
Bang.
The whole banger.
Yeah,
every
banging
track
yeah.
that you heard on there was DJ Reminisce.
And we'll have
y'all.
It for you to download as well on the site and everything.
Please.
You know, but I guess, yeah, we'll just have it. You can just go to straightolc.podbean.com and you can download the album. We'll have a link on there during the, in the show notes.
Yeah.
So let's go into, you know, so what was the inspiration for the album, some of the tracks and everything, you know, that for you and everything?
The inspiration came more from, like, listening to Donny Hathaway, listening to true music, because that's what we lacking nowadays. We're lacking a lot of soul, and everybody doing the same ego trip, the same pop this, bottle pop that. What happened? It's called Whatever Happened to Love. And okay. We don't speak on it anymore. So it's just like, I'm not going to woman bash. I'm not going to man bash. I'm going to talk the truth. It's all about love. It's not about, you know, she did this to me, I can't stand her. You know, it's not about the Tyler Perry cheating dude. It's real music, real love, real soul. That's it.
So like so who do you got featuring on it so far?
We got Focus Archibald. This brother gets down when it comes to the lyrical status.
Yeah,
Ill Spitter, Vandalism, aka V Majors.
We've had on here numerous times.
Oh man, and then Crazy on the Rhyme. Let's see, we got We got Risha Archibald, man, beautiful.
Is she
voice.
Still backing up singing for the Morris Day and the Time?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so yeah,
right.
You can check her at Morris Day and the Time.
How about
too.
That one for you? That girl, she gets it in and has been on Jay Leno show, which is awesome. Let's see. Lamar Harris, aka DJ Nooney,
okay,
who is the complete horns on the whole album.
Okay, so he played all the horns on there.
Every horn that you hear on there is all him.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, Thelonious Kryptonite. This brother punched me in the face when it came to lyrics. I didn't know he had it like that. It was incredible. Let's not forget about, and the drummer on the whole album is JD, who is also Reminisce's brother, obviously.
Twin brother,
let's keep it real.
Another slick ass dude, like, yeah, bro.
Brother, and can cut your fade something serious. Lines are crazy. So,
are y'all identical twins, real? Man, that's hard to find. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, am I missing anybody else real?
Rashad.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, Respect. He wrote a song on the album. Rashad, a.k.a. Shodzilla of the Vapors. He wrote a song on the album. He wrote actually three songs on the album. You know, everybody put their foot in this, and that's the thing about it. It was more of a teamwork than it was just, this is all about JLR. No, this is about the Vapors. This is about Focus, Van, everybody. This is truly about the love.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so the inspiration, was it more personal experiences for some of these tracks? Man. I mean, I'm saying, I mean, some of them was sound like it was getting kind of personal.
Ooh, yeah. Apparently, everybody just like, dude, your heart has really been broken.
Yeah.
I mean, it was some personal.
So that stripper that you was in love with.
Yeah, man, dude,
though.
She took me for $8, and I only gave her two. It was a $2 bill at that. I'm just kidding, y'all. I don't even go to strip clubs. I'm better than that. I'm joking. But it's just a lot of this stuff came from personal effects, personal things that happened in my life, as well as others, you know. I mean, I watched it. I was the eye looking. So, yeah.
So, I mean, what do you want people to feel from, you know, this kind of, or I guess, where are you kind of trying to go with this project and everything?
I want soul, old school soul to come back. I want real lyrics. I want truth to come back. That's what I want.
Who's some people you would want to collaborate with in the future and everything?
Let's see. Anthony Hamilton, Anthony David, Jill Scott, L. Varner. Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to have sex with her at some point. I'm saying that's one of my personal goals. I tweet her.
Who?
Yeah, I tweet her and
yeah.
shit, though.
Who?
I got a random account. I don't use it for my personal account.
About?
I got another Twitter account I stalk her.
Who? Who we talking
about? Oh, my God.
L. Varner.
Oh, yeah, dog. There are many messed up pages.
Messed up pages?
Yeah, messed up pages of XXL and what else she mean? Vibe
and Essence. Source,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of pages stuck together.
Ooh, before I cut away from one of my personal favorites, Brother Eric Roberson.
He gets slept on a lot.
Man, when I say him and Anthony David get slept on too much, it's ridiculous.
So, like, what do you see? Do you feel that R&B soul is still, I mean, because I think in general, good music now, I think it's an avenue for you just can't expect to get it from conventional ways. You know, you got to kind of just be there in the right, you know where to get it.
Nowadays, it's all about mixtapes, YouTubes. I mean, I look at people like Foreign Exchange who barely has a deal, and they're still putting out great music.
And they can tour forever.
And they can, oh my God, they got the European status crushed.
Yeah.
So... That's one thing. It's just like I want to see that avenue come back, and I also want to see it. I want to hear it more on the radio. It's just not there anymore.
Well, we support all the real good music though. So hey, we'll play it here on Stroud Low Cast. You know what I'm saying? That's what this whole movement is about. At the end of the day,
yeah.
So when you was looking at the album and you was like, all right, Book By This Cover though. Were you saying, like, okay, do I want to give it a Donny Hathaway feel? Because it does have a Donny Hathaway feel to it.
Thanks.
And it also has a little bit of a Van Hunt feel to it, too. Nice. A little bit.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, that's just kind of, you know, when I was first sitting there listening to it. And it's some little Anthony Hamilton to it. But it was different, though, because it was like you could hear the undertones of, like, your own personal thing come, like, yeah. Your own thing. When I say that, wasn't like you were biting, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it was your own personal feel. Was that kind of the avenue you wanted to go straight, like soul, or was it just came out like that because it was just the way you were kind of feeling emotion wise?
It came out that way because I feel the, and honestly, and when I say this, St. Louis, don't be mad at me, but I feel the person I'm versus is Donny Hathaway. So
yeah.
When I look at the fact that he's from St. Louis, and I have to back him now. I have to come behind that.
Yeah.
That when it comes to soul, so.
You ain't bipolar like that.
Right. Oh, no.
No shots thrown here. No shots thrown at that, though. Please. Before anybody start emailing, talking
right,
about
right.
I said, fuck Donny Hathaway. No, right, I was right. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Don't, please don't say
fuck
that.
Chuck.
Fuck Chuck. Is this the, you know what? This might be the name of the show.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Chuck.
Yes.
Did they have Javon Pitch? I'm going to.
Nah, I call this show fucking Chuck and Norris.
Yeah. Oh, nice. No, not fucking.
No, please don't people, say that right.
Fucking Chuck and Norris.
Right, bang.
What was that movie from? That was from Dodgeball.
Dodgeball, yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Chuck and Norris. So, what...
Go ahead, Teddy.
If you had to tell us, Joe, who would be some artists that are probably not as well known that you listen to get a lot of... inspiration, muse that we need to start checking for.
Oh man, Ja Davey, Teresa Janae, Teresa Payne. Ooh, let's go down the line. It's so many. Hell, Fonte, shoot, Big Pooh, and all them from the and Daily is good. I just wish they would just stay. Let him stay in his lane because he is.
Yeah, I heard that track with and what's her name.
Ambrosia, Marsha Ambrosia.
Marsha Ambrosia. Yeah. That was real nice. But so he don't, that's not his normal vibe?
No.
What?
No, if you
who's talking about, who's his
Daily.
His name is Daily. He's a,
yeah, I haven't heard of him.
He's from the UK. Right. He's a white dude.
When okay. I first heard him, I thought he was
after
a
y'all
woman.
Heard this other guy, though, I don't know where he's from, though. And I got to him through Action Bronson. He kind of like seen arm. He got a suit on the front. He's got Action Bronson on there.
The link.
He's got like a kind of a
it's called Boom Bapping Blues.
That's it. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, cause yeah. I, white dude though, but he and yeah, and he had the other one before I downloaded the other project too though, because he was a little bit more rapping on the other one, like kind of like scatting though. Is that what is his name again for everybody?
I
you know what I'm talking about though, Rim?
Just put it in Google. Put in Boom Bapping Blues.
Boom Bapping Blues.
Oh yeah, look up a white guy by the name of Alan Stone. I promise you.
I like
you,
Alan Stone.
You will not.
Alan Stone sounds like the first version of Robin Thicke.
Yeah. He sounds. He looks and sounds like the first version.
Yeah, he
sound.
Do. Right. He actually looks and sounds like
with
the first
version.
With
the long hair and everything, looking like a hippie. And I promise you, dude
is solid as fuck, though.
You would not. And there's another guy out there. He's a jazz man, and I can't. He made. It's a song called "Be Good." Look up that song, and I can't get his name. Oh no, Gregory Porter. The man is awesome at what he
does.
Yeah,
I heard Gregory Porter. Didn't you post it on Facebook?
Yeah, I promise you, he's well worth the listen. I have all of his albums. So, yeah.
Yeah, I cannot figure out what the name of that dude is. No, the dude that I'm thinking about that we just talking about. He, cause
did
he
you put
got,
it in Google?
Yeah, it's actually a group name that, so it's messing it all up. So, you know, the Google search is all messed up with it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I sent it to Rim on his Facebook. He'll pull it up here.
What do you think, Joe, about the new Justin Timberlake project?
I like it. I will
Rim,
say.
Rim, you said you weren't feeling it too much, right?
It's actually the first album that I like joints on there. Like, I like five, yeah. Six joints on there.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is the best project you think out of all of them?
I like it.
I haven't listened to it all the way, though. I gotta listen to it all the way. I just listened like a track or two.
Your boy put a lot of, what's his name? Pharrell put a lot of dope tracks on there, bro.
Did Timbaland do a lot of beats on there, too, didn't he?
I think he only did like two or three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and he did all of the last Justin Timberland.
Right. I knew he did. That's why I assumed he did something, some stuff on there as well, but. hold on, I'm on.
But man,
No, so, but Ted, so what was the, I'm trying to remember this dude's name. Hold on, I'm going to be able to find him.
Y'all going to figure this out.
Yeah. Nah, because it was a really dope project.
Man, I definitely want people to know about this a little bit.
It's a lot of soul artists out there that people just don't know about. That's, I mean, hands down, we need to start opening up for these people because it's been plenty of times I've just been like, ooh, can we get Blase Blase here? Ooh, it'd be no nice if they can. People don't do it, man. I'm just waiting for the day because I miss Erykah Badu right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but
at the pageant, Erykah Badu. Let me say that right. At the pageant,
it's called. It's Jared Evan. Jared Evans. Jared Evan. The project is called Boom Bap Animals.
Oh yeah, I have heard.
Jared Evans. Evan. That project
Ram,
is dope.
You played him for me. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, that dude's dope. That yeah, and it's that project that Boom Bap and Blues is dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a dope project.
I found him on Spotify.
Yeah, that project is real, real dope.
I would hear an album from. I've used to for years. Latoya Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Chicago though. Yeah. She would do a bunch of stuff with Snoop and stuff though. Sing a lot of Snoop hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back though, Tiffany Fox was signing to Snoop for a while. She was signing to Snoop for. That's how she got put on with signing to Snoop.
Yeah.
She got a video. She got a video with Snoop though. Cause when he did that what was it? That Doggy Style Records. They had like a Doggy Style compilation album. She was she had a video for that album compilation album.
Yeah, man.
St. Louis got talent.
St. Louis got too much talent. It's just people, I'm waiting for us to just come together.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. All I got to say. It's just like
Ted, you got any the questions and everything?
No, that's what I was really wondering. So I was like, I know where to look to find some more good music, man.
Yeah, I'm constantly getting some good stuff. And actually going back and listening to other people's stuff, though, I'm like, damn, I sure don't have Gladys Knight and the Pips. You know, like, I'll go back and I downloaded the You're Number One.
Oh, yo, really?
You're number one in my life.
You know what's so funny? Is
You're number one.
Nice.
Hey, nigga, I could have been a pip, nigga. I'm talking about
been a pip.
That's all I got to do is that part. You're number one.
Right, because all he had was the moves.
All you got to do is, all I got to remember is you're number one. You're number one.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's all I got. And she's singing everything else.
I think I realized.
Rock the boat.
I think I realized that I was old, nigga, when I was listening to like the old station and they were like, yeah, throwback.
H-Town.
Right.
Right.
Tupac. I was like, God.
No. I was dumb when I heard Biggie, Big Papa.
That's what I'm
on
saying,
that,
Big Papa. Yes,
on the old school mix.
On 100.3.
We're going to take y'all way back.
Right.
Booty.
No. How about this? You know you've been out of high school too long, because I graduated in 98, showing my age. You know you old when you hear a masterpiece song, and that's considered the old school now.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
And on the real, though, like I said before, No Limit has very, very little replay value.
Yeah, it does.
Let's keep it real, 100.
It does.
Lester P is a genius for getting us to buy all them goddamn albums, and nobody, and they're frisbees now.
Well, nobody repping for the South that hard, though. Like, right. It just kind of moved in sections, you know what I mean? It was like.
Well, I mean, you had some people from the South that was repping, though.
Like, ooh. Right.
8-Ball, MJG. UGK, Outkast, the Dungeon Family.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the set. But it went on that, like, so you had
Ghetto Boys.
No. What I mean, repping, like, I meant like in a straight movement. Like, you had them. You had them, they would sneak in there.
Yeah,
but they would only sneak in there here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely
like,
that.
Places that consider themselves South. Like, when I told Adrian about fucking 8-Ball, MJG, all the rest of the shit, he was like, man, I don't play that shit up here. I knew that Master P was gonna make it.
Yeah, when I heard it in Chicago.
When I heard it in Chicago,
I agree with that. I heard the Christmas break up there. I heard it.
Right.
And I was like, what? I was like, they playing this shit up here? I was like, wait a minute. I was like, they don't never play this shit up here.
Bro.
And as you know, that nigga, and then Lil Jon.
No, that's true, though, because UGK wasn't played on, besides in the South, till Big Pimpin'.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't a lot of,
Scarface was kind of
it was always
people always fuck with Scarface though.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not saying there weren't a few. It wasn't like it was for the East Coast and West Coast. Like that's all it was. Like that's why the East Coast and West Coast beef was so like big in St. Louis because niggas had to pick sides and shit. Because we had no shit on our own.
Of the West.
Niggas was like, okay,
all we had was Domino. He wouldn't even claim us.
And he was on the East. He was on the West Coast.
Yeah, he wouldn't even claim being from St. Louis. No. Until after Nelly came out, he tried to drop that mixtape repping St. Louis.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Right, nah, you get no love now.
No, nah, bro.
1, 2, 3.
And this is OG.
Hey, back
then. We were, but you ain't used to like claiming us, though.
Hey, dude, that. That ghetto jam was the shit, right. Dude. And that sweet potato pie, that second single was too.
Oh my God, I remember them songs.
Gotta get a piece of that sweet potato pie.
Oh my God.
I'm so high off chocolate tie. I had to Google that shit though. I forgot, what is chocolate tie? Oh, it's another form of weed. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
moving forward.
Because of the vocals, I can't smoke it. Right, because of the vocals, can't do it.
Yeah,
right.
It's chocolate tie, and you won't be smoking anyway. Just like sure.
Yeah.
It was on some real shit though, man.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, but the music here though, man. I mean, we've had some good R&B artists come out of here though, and everything. You know, what about Toya? I saw everybody this morning. Ain't gonna say nothing.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
y'all just ain't gonna say nothing.
I mean, no. Every city has, you know,
the one hit wonders.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the genre. She probably can do some other things, but you don't, you know.
Shout out on the Lowski, I went to her homecoming dance too.
Nice.
This is what I'm saying.
So that was my claim to fame for like a year.
You went to a country day homecoming?
Yep. Yeah. That was my claim to fame. She wasn't even really trying to fuck me. I was really a backup plan and shit though. But nice. Nobody gotta know that though. If I ever get in a real interview, I'm lying
except
like a motherfucker.
Podcast.
I'm like, nigga got pictures and shit in the motherfucker up in their dress. Remember the football shit?
Oh,
I was the first
God.
One to do that shit.
Horrible.
In the back of my Cutlass.
Now what?
I'm just saying.
Gang bang.
Horrible. They're gonna have police waiting outside. On this nigga.
Yeah, I was their backup plan though, or whatever though. So it wasn't that extra special.
I'm just saying she was kind of poppy. You know what I mean? And yeah. Like. And the thing is, I don't think pop for black folks really started. It ain't really happening until now.
No,
till like all the R&B artists are now.
The fact
jumping into this.
Did she jump out before Nelly, didn't she?
No. She jumped out after Nelly.
Right after Nelly blew
up. Yeah, but everybody was trying to ride that St. Louis high, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Then you
because Murphy Lee was on a remix of it.
Right.
Of that song.
Then you had P-Dub came out of nowhere. Also. Yeah. He should
have. You had a whole bunch of groups come out that time. Like that time. Yeah. They was giving everybody a label. I was waiting for me to get a label, and I don't even have. I was like, shit, they just passing them out in St. Louis now.
Yeah, my brother had a label, Can I Live Entertainment.
And they had a deal?
Yes, they had a deal. Actually, here's the story behind that deal. $15 million distribution deal from Warner Brothers. You know what one of his partners said? Wait a minute. Y'all gave Master P 30. Why can't we get 30? Them folks came up and looked at him and said, yeah, you right.
Bye.
And walked out the building like, okay, here's y'all $15 million check that we're about to rip up now.
I'd have been the one that cast in the back. Hold on. I do it for
that
two.
That was my brother.
I get all these niggas still together. We'll kick him out for two.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, shit, it was what? Out the Blue?
Remember P.D. Wax? What was that song they had with Twist on there? Shake That Thing. What was that? What was the name of that shit? You know what I'm talking about. It was Little John and Twista on this song with them P.D. Wax cats.
Oh, my God.
She was like, Shake That Thing. And Twista was on there rapping and shit.
Yeah,
it was Twista. Shake that thing. This was Lil John wasn't even close to blowing. It's like 2000. Yeah, and then Twista came in. Hey, shake that thing.
Hey,
I gotta Google that shit real quick.
Was hitting the flow with that motherfucker.
Hit that shit up real. Google that shit. We gotta play that.
That Nicki, you had the whole nine.
Nicki was the boy. Nicki was that one.
PD Wax.
I think that was almost the man who.
See if you got it on YouTube. See if that's on YouTube.
I said, nah, nigga.
Dude, we got a man. That is it right there, man.
Tennessee.
This is for everybody that y'all know. These are, they was from Kansas City.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
they was from
scary.
Kansas City.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they was from Kansas City.
Shake that thing, pop that thing. But that's crazy. St. Louis
had. Just shake that thing.
St. Louis had so
I said, Petey
many.
Shake that thing. Yeah.
It had Lil Jon on there, too.
Shake that.
And Twister, I remember that.
That's crazy.
That shit used to go hard, dog.
Wow.
No, the name of the group is called Out of Order.
Out of Order.
But it was on PD Wax label though. PD Wax is the name of the label.
Out of Order. Yeah.
Out of Order is the name of the group though.
Ain't Out of Order the same people that did Nicki?
They named something else.
Out the Blue.
Yeah.
That's my boy used to be with them. That one from KC.
Yeah, he was from KC. Yeah.
Out the Blue.
No, that's from here. Yeah, that's
from here. Oh, I thought Out the Blue was from here, right? I thought.
No, Hennessy. No,
that's Nicki.
That's Nicki.
That's Out the Blue. Yeah, I used to work with that Nicki.
Oh, they got a full video for this?
That was a video for this?
Hold on.
What was it on, BET Uncut? Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
I was finna say. Oh, this is the remix, though, too. This.
Oh, yeah, this remix.
Yeah, it's the remix. I want the original with the words. Shake that thing.
Really?
It's probably that first one with the lyrics right here.
You know what? I'm thinking it is.
Oh, these not. It's not out of order. These don't even like these niggas from St. Louis, though. This look newer.
No, wait a minute. That might be it. Mogul?
Nope,
that might not be.
Oh, hell no. These niggas look young as that. Look at that.
Right.
No,
it's called Shake That Thing. It's not called Shake It.
Oh, I don't think y'all gonna find that song. I'm sorry.
Niggas be posting.
You'd be surprised, man. I done found some
old hella shit. We gotta put
dude, I done found man. Silk Smooth on here, all kind of shit on here.
Silk Smooth.
I've been trying to get him on the show, man. I've been trying to get him on the show.
C-H-A-N-G.
I think it's that thing.
You know? Might be right.
That thing. Wow.
Maybe it's not on here though. Damn, it's not on here, man.
What's this one right here? The first one. On the Pitbull.
This is their mute, that's their catalog thing. That's like their playlist.
I bet you Google it. You have to Google that shit.
All right, man. We gonna quit BSing, man. We'll get it out there.
We need to have like a St. Louis day for.
I'm trying to get Silk Smooth on here though. That's what I'm trying to get Silk Smooth on here. And then
you gotta let Rim go through the crates, dog.
We was gonna do a St. Louis All Show one time, like just straight St. Louis music next show. St. Louis classics.
Shake that.
Well,
thing.
I mean, I know all the dudes from Deadly Deuces is in jail.
That might be it. Work some.
That's it. Works up. That's it. Yeah. That's it. That's
work
it.
Some.
That's it. We're going to play this before we get out of here, though, and everything. We going to go out to it, though.
We
got to
put it back in YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew. I told you Twista was on there. He come out with the first verse.
Oh, my God.
Joe, let everybody know where they can hit you up at and everything, and for they can follow you on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Oh, man. Follow me on Instagram at JLR Photo Design. You can also find me on Facebook at JLR Photo Design as well. Not only that, I got my own website right now, JLRPhoto-Design.com, if you're looking for some photography as well. I do that as well. I was also one of the cast that did Free Times for the first photography.
Yeah, you did.
And let's see. Other than that, man, God bless. Please keep the soul alive, keep it strong, and support St. Louis, y'all. Real talk. Support all right. Soul.
All right, Teddy.
Yo, 60 Sec Marathon, man. 60 SECMARATHON.
All right, Rim, where did he hit you up at?
Twitter, DJ Rubinis 10. All
right, hit up Javon at JOVANBIBBS. And you can hit me up at diggame, DIGGAME. But keep hitting us up at email as well as straight OLC.
Yeah, send them emails in, man.
And the females, let me get the voicemail number for you all one more time. And the voicemail number is 206-350-5526.
One more game.
206-350-5526. And as well, hit us up on Twitter at Straight OLC on Twitter and Straight Out of Low Cash on Facebook. And we'll see y'all next week. And we're going to get into some more things next week. And we'll see you next week on Straight Out of Low Cash.
Yeah. Ow. Straight Out of Low Cash.